Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The U.S. and Iran are mulling a Pakistan-authored ceasefire proposal. President Trump is giving Iran until tomorrow night to open the Strait of Hormuz or face devastating attacks on its infrastructure. And Israel says it has killed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence chief while airstrikes pummel Tehran.
Israel and the U.S. have carried out a wave of attacks on Iran, killing over 20 people. And Iran responded with missile fire on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors. President Donald Trump's deadline for Tehran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz looms as mediators circulated a new ceasefire proposal. Explosions rang out in Tehran and low-flying jets could be heard for hours as the capital was pounded. Thick black smoke rose near the city's Azadi Square after one airstrike hit the grounds of the Sharif University of Technology. Among those killed in Iran was Major General Majid Kademi, the Revolutionary Guard intelligence chief, Iranian state media reports. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
As Israel steps up attacks on Iranian proxies in Lebanon.
The Israeli military's chief of staff this evening said Israel retain control over a swathe of southern Lebanon until Hezbollah's threat had been removed. This builds on comments from the Israeli defense minister earlier in the week, which said that Israel will retain control, will therefore occupy a large area of southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is no longer a threat. The Israeli military's chief of staff tonight saying that area has become a kill zone for Hezbollah operatives.
The BBC's Daniel DeSimone. The Artemis II astronauts are racing toward a new distance record on today's moon flyby. Apollo 13's crew currently holds the record for humans traveling the farthest from Earth, the record set back in 1970. Wall Street Dow futures down 4 points. NASDAQ futures up 103. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. One man is dead and another wounded after a shooting in Edgewood. Harford County Sheriff's deputies were called to Grempler Way and Brookside Drive shortly after 11 p.m. Friday, where they found a 22-year-old man with an apparent gunshot wound to his shoulder and neck area. He was taken to a Baltimore trauma center. Deputies at the scene were told there was another shooting victim nearby, and they found a 20-year-old who had been shot in the chest on Eloise Lane. EMS personnel say that victim died at the scene. Congresswoman April McLean Delaney's reacting to the Fed considering the scope of a proposed ICE facility in Washington County. The 6th District Democrat says the announcement means winds are starting to show for the county, but she says the fight against ICE must continue. McLean Delaney says from day one, it's been clear that no community should be forced to host an illegal detention center or have taxpayer dollars fund an unjust immigration system that relies on mass detention, lacks accountability, and violates legal and human rights. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. A former Oriole says hello, Baltimore.
And driven to right center field by O'Hearn, approaching the wall and clear the deck. Cannonball coming, Ryan O'Hearn.
Greg Brown had the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. O'Hearn's third cannonball of the year, and the former Oriole wasn't done, doubling home two more runs in the second, knocking Chris Bassett out of the game as the surging Pirates sweep the struggling Birds 8-2 the final yesterday at PNC Park. It was the fifth time in seven games this year an Orioles starter not named Trevor Rogers failed to get through the fifth. And manager Albernez, who got tossed in the third, explained what happened to his starter.
It just looked like he just wasn't sharp. It looked like he had misses, wasn't in bad counts, command wasn't there, and with Bass, he's relying on command, and that's his calling card.
It may be too early, but Bassett, shades of Charlie Morton. Two starts, 0-2, ERA stands at 14.51. Meanwhile, on the ice last night in New York, Caps playoff chances took a gut punch.
Melosh dropped it back for Lava in front. They score! Adam Sakura! Another goal from a Ranger rookie.
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. Sakura's goal capped a four-goal Rangers rally in 10 minutes of the second period. Caps get trashed 8-1 the final at Madison Square Garden. Washington now 3 points back with three teams in front of them, four games left to play. Coming up in 30 minutes, today's the day we learn about Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Now here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 46 in Kingsville and 48 in Annapolis. Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. You know, hopefully you all had a great Easter, even if it wasn't even doing much. Maybe it was relaxing. Maybe it was seeing family. Maybe it was arguing with family. You know, that happens too. Hopefully you were able to get to church, you know, and just soak up the day, a very holy day. And I got quite the surprise. I'll tell you guys this, because I know Olivia Klasic is, you know, the kids are on spring break right now, but I know that she isn't listening. Because I dropped her off at her spring camp this morning. But I just got an update. You're not going to believe this. Remember that awful prank that I played on April Fool's Day? I still feel really bad about this. And my producer reminds me how awful it is time and time again. But no, I feel awful about it. But today I'm going to make it up to her because I just found out, like literally just found out, that we actually have tickets to the Easter egg roll at the White House today. And so I'm not going to tell her, right? I'm going to pick her up from camp. I'm going to have her put on her Sunday's best. And then we're going to head on into D.C. I see there's a lot of road closures already. But we're going to head on into D.C. And then we're just going to arrive at the White House. And I'm just going to be so excited and so elated for her because she's never been to the White House. And she's been asking me to go so many times. And I'm like, Olivia, I don't even know when I could take a kid with me to the White House. I don't, like, you know, when they invite me, and that's very rare, when I get invite, it just says Kim Klasic on it. That's it. And it doesn't even say Kim Klasic, because I even got stopped one time because it said Kimberly Klasic, you know, my full government name. It said Kimberly Klasic on my little ticket thing. And they said, ma'am, put stuff to the side, please. I'm like, no, wait, Cam is just, I don't know why they abbreviated it. I don't know, right? So then I'm like standing on the side, Secret Service got to go through all this stuff. Well, anyway, so today I get to take her down there and we participate. I think our role is at 4 p.m. So I will leave here and go and get her and I will give her a great surprise today. So wish us luck and hopefully she wins the role contest when we're down there. We have lots to talk about today, obviously. Of course, we've got some great guests also on the show today. Doug and Kathy Shalega, Doug and Ryan Araki, First Eye on Annapolis. They'll join us as they do every Monday at 9:35 a.m. to let us know exactly what's going on there in Annapolis. And I did see, and we're going to talk to them about this, that good cause eviction bill. I told you guys, that is a kicker. And I saw that it was on our list to talk about with the delegates this morning. This takes away rights from landlords. I know I probably did a terrible job at explaining like all the details with good cause evictions, but this bill should, like, it got the okay in preliminaries, apparently, but this bill should have been dead on arrival. It should have never made it out of committee. But, you know, here we are talking about squatters. And one of the squatter bills did pass, by the way, to help landlords just a bit in that situation. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But this good cause eviction situation, like, you know, why do I need any cause, really, to evict someone that could be possibly damaging the property? The list is long. The list is long. Even if you want to take your rental property off the market, apparently you have to give the renter so much notice or something like that. And it's like, why is this regulated at the state level? See, this is just so ridiculous to me. So anyways, we'll talk to them about it. But I did see where now it's got the preliminary okay on this bill. And it's a horrible bill. It's a horrible bill. We'll also talk about Doug and Eric Boucher, by the way, because there's been a bill introduced to remove him. Remember, that's a delegate in Carroll and Frederick County that is refusing to work right now because he believes Republicans have, you know, no say or no voice in Annapolis. But I will tell you what. This good cause eviction bill, the only thing that's going to save us on this will be the Republicans making amendments, will be the Republicans, you know, getting us out of this situation. So when you say Doug and Boucher, and I still haven't received anything from his chief of staff, he was supposed to send me something to show that he had announced his protest before protesting. Still haven't received anything. It's been 2 weeks, but I'll continue to wait. But it's for me, it's like, you know, this is what Republicans are talking about. If we don't have Republicans in Annapolis at least trying to stop some of just the terrible things in some of these bills, even if it's just on amendments alone, it's worth having Republicans there and doing their job. And so we'll talk about it because apparently he also escalated things by sending some really nasty emails out. Again, Delegate Eric Boucher. And I will say that I also received some bizarre emails from the delegate. I'm not going to go into detail about them because there were a few people copied on it. But I'm like, dude, why am I even copied on this? I am just reading the facts. The facts are you're not showing up to work. Right? You tell me the fact is because you're protesting. But yet your chief of staff, no one has sent over any proof of that fact. So we're still waiting for that fact, right? Anyways, we'll talk about that. Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. He'll be here in studio at 10 o'clock. I love this. It's going to be a great conversation. We're talking about the shooting at Arundel Mills Mall. I guess that was 2 weekends ago at this point. But you had a victim that had his gun on him. And then as these individuals allegedly, because we don't have guaranteed the motive here, allegedly they were trying to rob this individual and they ended up catching up with 3 of the suspects, but there's 6 total. There is another 3 still on the run. Apparently, I checked this morning. I didn't see where they have apprehended these individuals as of yet. But they were wrestling the gun from the victim that they were trying to rob. And so the victim ends up getting a shot off. And ends up shooting one of the suspects in the hand. Now, everybody then scatters, right? So, of course, you've got now, you know, gunfire in the mall at Burlington Coat Factory, to be exact. But they scatter. And so you've got 3 individuals hop in one car, 3 individuals hop in a second car. Well, luckily, because we have great police officers across the state of Maryland, you had the police that were able to track that one car even coming out of the mall. They had Foxtrot in the air. They tracked them all the way through Baltimore County on 695, and they were able to apprehend those 3. But the other 3 are like I said, still at large. But the question for Brian Fletcher, and I've got many questions because we see some shootings sometimes where you kind of wonder, you know, as a victim, what are your rights in the state of Maryland? But in this case, it's a little murky for me. And I know we talked about this when the case, when it all happened. I'm trying to figure out whether or not the victim has the right, as Jeff mentioned on the morning show, Casey and Company. He said, you know, does he have the right in that situation for stand your ground? I don't actually know. And I don't actually know, you know, at that point, because, of course, I'm looking at it thinking, OK, yeah, he defended himself. But in the state of Maryland, those suspects need to have a weapon on them for him to use his, or at the time, since they were wrestling his gun. See, this is why, number one, Maryland is awful with Second Amendment rights, right? But number two, this is why I want to talk to Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range, because I've got many questions here. I also want to know, if you are defending yourself, whether, you know, you're using the Castle Doctrine, say you're at home and you're defending yourself, you know, and like, you know, what do you do in that scenario? Do you immediately call 911? Do you immediately try to render life-saving, mechanisms? What do you do in that situation? What is considered the right thing, you know, in the eyes of the law in Maryland? Because I would have to assume, and maybe not, I would have to assume that, you know, you're supposed to call 911 immediately. And then if 911 operators tell you to start administering life-saving mechanisms, then you would have to go and do that. But is that really required of you? I see all these things I don't know, right? But anyways, Brian Fletcher will be in studio with us at 10 o'clock. And you can also jot down the number because you can ask questions as well. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And then also we'll talk about the shooting in Federal Hill. And I do want to talk about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her husband. Not sure if you saw it, but they are now officially under investigation. Somehow, some way, Brian, the producer, I wish this was my life. Somehow, some way, in 1 year, she went to being worth $51,000 to $30 million alongside her husband. Now, how does that happen? How does that happen? I don't know. I don't know. It's not like she's Elon Musk. No one's selling an app, right? Like, how does that happen as a congresswoman? So anyways, we'll get into the details of that investigation and what exactly they're looking for. And we'll talk about whether or not, you know, any of it makes sense. All right, we're going to get right into the latest updates out of Iran. I'm pretty sure you guys got out of church over the weekend, or Saturday or Sunday, excuse me. You got out of church, and then you might have noticed that there was a post that went out on Truth Social from President Trump. Now, it is no secret that he's getting very frustrated with the way things are going in Iran. There's no secret to that. The interesting part about all this is the fact that President Trump, you know, he doesn't hold back, right? I know a lot of people in the past, they would say, oh, Trump's not very presidential and blase, blase. I will say this, you know, and everybody feels differently about it, but I will say this. I don't look for somebody to necessarily be presidential. I don't really necessarily look for that, because usually when you're presidential, you're being like a regular politician. And regular politicians aren't really people that I enjoy. Okay, so I don't exactly expect you to be presidential, but there are some people that are chatting this morning about waking up on Sunday, going to church and getting out of church and then seeing a Truth Social post that says this. Now, I can't use all the words here because we have rules. We have rules. So I will just read what I can here. It says, this is from President Trump. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait. Yes, it said the whole word there. You crazy. I don't know. Can I say the B word on here? I don't know. I will just spell it for you. B-A-S-T-A-R-D-S. That B word. You'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, which is wild. Then it's signed President Donald J. Trump. So that is a post that many people saw as they were leaving church yesterday. And of course, the question comes up. And it is the question of the day, because there are many people, even on the right, that weren't so happy with that post. So if you go to WCBM.com, And you go to the poll question, just the poll tab there if you have the app, the WCBM 680 app. The question is simple. Do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency? Now, I will hold on giving you my full opinion on this until the 11 o'clock hour because I want you to take part in the poll. Again, this is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency? And so your options are very simple. Yes, appropriate, or no, inappropriate. All right? I just want to get your take on this because we see a lot of people weighing in all over the country. So we'll talk about that when we get back. We'll also talk about the rescue mission that we saw in Iran over the weekend. It was something for, you know, an action film, basically. But it all went well. But we'll talk about the details. A pilot was struck over Iran and ended up having to eject. And we were able to rescue that pilot, believe it or not. All right. So we'll get into all of that. And then the latest updates. Apparently, there are negotiations happening, according to Pakistan. But as of not even an hour and a half ago, apparently Iran says, no, we reject those negotiations. So I'll go to the Associated Press and get their live feed updates on what's happening there. We get back right now, though. We have our friend on the line, Tim Hearn with RBC Wealth Management. Every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, he gives us the morning market flash. Tim Hearn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tim. I noticed that gas prices went up just a little bit. So I'm wondering what's going on in the market.
Yeah, so the markets actually right now are ticking higher following kind of a winning week last week. Oil prices actually fell slightly, so that's obviously positive. As you just alluded to earlier, though, Kim, you know, the conflict between the U.S. and Iran, obviously this war is taking, you know, front and center as far as the market activity, not just domestically here in the U.S., Kim, but also globally, overseas. Concerns about inflation, that may remain the wild card. You know, consumers are paying more money at the pump to fill up their vehicles, so that's going to affect, obviously, their pocketbooks. But last week, it was exciting to see the markets, actually the major U.S. equity indices were higher, Kim, for the holiday shortened week. Remember last Friday we didn't get a chance to connect because it was Good Friday. Stock markets were closed in observance of Good Friday. So we only had four trading days last week. But again, we had, you know, some hopes for winding down the Iran conflict, the war. We're still getting some back and forth, as you mentioned just a moment ago, discussions on that. So the market's really reacting to that news. But the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ last week were higher after having five consecutive weeks in the negative territory, down weeks, Kim. I've mentioned that before. So the Dow was up last week 2.96%. Let's round that up to 3% gain for the Dow. S&P 500 up 3.4%. NASDAQ up 4.4%. And then also the small cap stocks, the Russell 2000 index, Kim, posting a positive gain for the holiday shortened week, up 3.3%. So again, the Russell 2000, surprisingly, those small cap companies in the United States notching their second consecutive weekly gain despite the three larger indexes being in negative territory prior to last week. So we had a lot of momentum names, technology names, even some of the retail investor favorites faring well last week. Meta Platforms up 9.3% for the week. Also, Google posting a weekly gain of 7.8%. So those two were really the standout technology names out of that magnificent seven group. Other outperformers we had elsewhere were in regional bank stocks, industrial stocks, machinery, some pharmaceutical companies, even some of the semiconductors. The area, surprisingly, which was the laggard, to no surprise really, Kim, was energy. Again, the back and forth action we're seeing with the price of oil is causing the volatility in the energy markets. And again, right now, markets are somewhat positive here this morning, hoping for, you know, peace talks between the U.S. and Iran, trying for maybe a ceasefire. The Dow Jones futures, though, are in negative territory, Kim, off about here this morning, pre-market Monday morning, down 31 points, while the S&P 500 futures, Kim, are up about 6.75 points. and the NASDAQ, again, a heavily technology-based index, but the NASDAQ futures pre-market, Kim, are up about 88 points thus far. So I know that President Donald Trump is set to hold a news conference with the military today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sure a lot of people will be dialed in on what's taking place with that particular conference. Again, geopolitics dominating the market discussion last week, probably this week again. We're hoping again for some optimism here. Maybe we can put together two consecutive weeks of positive gains. That would certainly be nice, Kim. But again, it remains to be seen how things play out with the tensions overseas. So there we have it for this morning's Morning Market Flash, Kim. Hopefully you had a great Easter holiday yesterday, by the way. So happy belated Easter to you, Kim. And look forward to joining you on Wednesday morning.
Thanks, Tim. You too.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead. It is gone. It is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday. And as you heard there from Tim Herb, you've got the markets now reacting to the discussions. And as far as I can see now, it sounds to me like, yes, Iran did respond and reject the deal that they're trying to make. And so I don't know. There's a lot going on. Pakistan, as you know, is in between all of this, trying to make it happen. And then you've got Israel at the same time, you know, doing stuff on their own accord. And I don't even know if we're really, you know, are we working well together? What's going on? Of course, NATO, our allies, they're pretty much saying, you know, screw the U.S. right now. They're giving us the middle finger. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, did you want to weigh in?
Sure. I consider myself a real conservative because what Trump is doing now is not pro-U.S. in any way, shape, or form with the suffering that gas prices are going to bring. Like I told you a couple weeks ago, it's going to last till Christmas. I want to know your opinion on if we're going to start taking out bridges and power plants, how is that fair to the people that don't support the evildoers in Iran? How is that going to help by shutting off regular people's electricity and blowing up bridges so they don't have an economy for the regular working people? Isn't that terrorism?
Well, so what you should ask my opinion on this, Steve, and I appreciate you. From what I can tell, and this is just going off because, of course, I'm not in Iran, right? And I don't know what the Iranian people truly want. All I can tell is when I look at their protests, when I look at what they're posting online, and many of them are saying whatever it takes, you know, get rid of the regime. But at the same time, there are some that do not support it, right? Now, many people are also asking, Steve, whether or not this is just a threat or is Trump going to actually go through with this? So there's lots of questions there.
But my opinion is, in a debate, what is the good outcome when these people, they have no internet, now they're going to lose power, they're going to lose travel capabilities, But we're the good guy? I mean, I'm MAGA. That, I used to
if,
be.
If we
this,
do
this
it,
is
correct?
Not MAGA. This is not MAGA.
If we actually go through with it, correct? We haven't done correct. It yet. All right. I understand what you're saying. And there's lots of people that agree with you, Steve. I appreciate you calling in. Hope you have a great week. There's a lot of people that agree with Steve. I don't know why, but the button's not hitting there. Hopefully, Brian, the producer, can help me out. I don't think he's paying attention. All right. For some reason, it doesn't hang up on my end. Thank you, Brian. But no, I understand what Steve is saying. Lots of people agree with Steve. They're saying this is not America first. The only thing that we can really, truly do is go off of what the Iranian people are saying. And so if you're looking at social media, if you're looking at some of those individuals that are trying to come up in the ranks there, that are, you know, really fighting back against the Iranian leaders and they want the regime change, they say that they're fine with this. But I can't imagine, like Steve said, I can't imagine everyone being okay with this. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vowing to hunt down Iran's remaining leaders one by one, Israel says it has killed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence chief. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow unrestricted shipping through a key waterway, the Strait of Hormuz. It is the stuff of which action-adventure movies are made, the daring rescue by the U.S. of the two American aviators whose fighter jet crashed in Iran. A Russian attack has killed several people in Odessa, Ukraine. 11 people hospitalized, including a pregnant woman and two youngsters. And Ukraine has targeted Russia's oil infrastructure, employing a swarm of long-range drones. It is back to work today for Wall Street, following the long holiday weekend, stocks starting off the day mixed. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Nine games in, the manager gets tossed.
Greg Alvarez was not happy. I wonder if it was...
Did he try to call time?
James Jean certainly looked like he was ready to throw out Greg Alvarez. I mean, he was hot from the get-go. And Albie is ejected for the first time as a big league manager in his ninth game.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Alvarez ejected in the third inning of the Birds' 8-2 loss to the Pirates yesterday. Explains what led up to it.
It was stern before that. I mean, we knew Ashcraft. He likes to work fast. The Leody at bat, Leody asked for time twice, and he wasn't granted the time. And then, so when Leody walked by, he gave me that nugget, and then I watched what happened with Blaze, and that's what kind of like got me over the edge, pretty much.
Meanwhile, Bird's starter for tonight's game in Chicago is undecided because Kate Povich had to bail out Chris Bassett yesterday, pitching 5 2/3 in relief. Ravens news, today's the day in terms of learning. If Lamar is serious in his role of a leader on the Ravens, the team's offseason workout program begins today. And all along, head coach Jesse Minter has been non-committal about Lamar's attendance.
I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. But, you know, the offseason program is voluntary, and we're excited to get a chance to work with all the guys, whoever wants to show up.
My God, whoever wants to show up? Now contrast that with Trey Hendrickson's outlook when asked at his press conference.
I'm excited to go to OTAs, right? Like, I'm excited to be at training camp. Like, I'm a football player. I like to put my hand in the dirt. I like the smell of the grass. I like my cleats sweaty when I come in from a hard training camp practice.
And that's the way it should be. Coming up in 30 minutes, see the ball, hit the ball. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today. To schedule a free consultation.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are definitely starting off chilly for your Monday morning with numbers in the 30s and 40s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see those highs back to the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy skies and breezy at times. On Tuesday and Wednesday, those numbers are going to drop, so definitely colder mornings, and we've got the wind sticking with us Tuesday as well, but warmer toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. 23 years in the business, 9 years right here on WCBM with your guarantees and results. Friends, when you plan to sell your home, choose the one I trust, Vinny Steele.
Sean, I really appreciate that. This year is going to be very exciting for a lot of reasons. The real estate market is moving quickly, especially for our sellers. In fact, I recently met with a family planning to retire, downsize, and make the most money when they sell later this year. And it was a good move. They called me in advance so we could work on some simple tips to get them top dollar. And they were thrilled with the stress-free plan and certainty they get with my upfront written guarantee. If I can't sell their home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to them.
So I'll say it again. Choose Vinny Steo. You'll be glad you did. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit vinnysteo.com.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. We were just talking about the latest updates in Iran. Obviously, talking to Tim Herb about the latest with the markets, and they're reacting to the latest updates in Iran. Right? So everybody's reacting to the latest updates, and we'll get back to those updates as well in the next hour. Right now, though, I do want to get over to Annapolis. We've got First Eye on Annapolis with Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan Iraqi. Good morning to you both. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter, Kim.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Look, we've got a lot going on across the world, but we also have a lot going on in Annapolis. I mean, it's wild. That's why I said it's like getting the news right now is like trying to drink water through a fire hose. It's just coming at us at once. One of those things, I'll have to say, Delegate Shalega, if you could help us out here to start, the budget. We are still talking about the ridiculous spending going on in Annapolis. There seems to be cuts where people don't want any cuts, and yet there's not any cuts to things like the blueprint for education or other things. Delegate Shalega, where are we with the budget, and does it help anybody other than the politicians on the left there in Annapolis?
Kim, I'm sure the governor is going to sign it this week. I'm sure they'll have the teachers union up there in the governor's reception room for the signing with confetti and balloons and all kinds of celebrations, and that's it. No one else gets help. The kids, let's be clear, the blueprint education system is a jobs program for adults. This is not about educating children, because they continue to lower standards and kids continue to do worse and worse on standardized tests. And yet they continue down the same path. So no one, the big, big loser for the budget is the DDA, the developmentally disabled community, sadly saw some really big cuts to services, especially for families in a program called Self-Direction, which is really more of a cost saver for taxpayers. Yet, of course, the Democrats want more nonprofits involved in this part of services. So it's just going to cost people more money, and these families will get less services. It's really tragic. We are still fighting for them, and, you know, will not rest until we can find some solution for people who can't help themselves, people with really serious developmental disabilities, and their family members that are caring for them. This is a responsibility that I think we all agree taxpayers should help pay for. Not people who won't help themselves, but people who can't help themselves.
Absolutely, our most vulnerable. Doug, you're right, Araki. I will ask you, you know, we're looking at, I guess, a $1.5 billion deficit. Does this budget help at least get us out of the red?
Well, I mean, the budget certainly doesn't help do that, Kim. I would disagree with Delegate Schlegel on one point. I do think if you're trying to operate multilingual daycare centers around the state, we will get you some solar panels on them. So if you're doing that, it does help you there. We had that in the budget last week. We had a bunch of other things that we called out and tried to pull out via amendments that were rejected. But so Kim, if you're looking to open a nonprofit in Maryland with zero accountability, the budget probably would help you in that regard.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, which is absolutely ridiculous. Another thing I have on this list, and I was talking about this last week. I don't know which one of you would want to take this one, but House Bill 774. Okay, the good cause evictions. I was trying to explain last week how awful this bill is. Maybe Delegate Shalega, maybe I can start with you.
We'll kick this to Naraki.
Okay, is this his committee?
He fought this bill hard in committee, and for 3 years they moved it to a different committee, and potentially made the bill worse.
Well, Delegate Naraki,
what a bad idea this is.
Yeah, Delegate Naraki, help us out with this one. If you could explain to the audience what this will do, and then I saw that, you know, now it's got the preliminary okay, but, you know, some people believe that this bill was dead on arrival. How did all this occur?
Yeah, so Kim, this bill has been heard for a number of years in my committee. I'm on the Environment and Transportation Committee. The Environment and Transportation Committee, up until this year, had housing policy inside of that committee. We reconfigured the policy assignments, and that is now in the Economic Matters Committee. But I've fought this bill, as Elgish Lega said, for the past several years. What the bill would do is it will... you know, for mega landlords, as they were describing, you know, people that own six units, Kim. So think about that, right? You could have two houses where you've made the first floor, the second floor, and the basement, each their individual unit. So you've got two houses with six units in total. You're now subject to this bill. What this bill essentially says is that you would have an eviction-like proceeding at the end of a term of lease. So if your tenant, say, has a 12-month term of lease, Their lease expires, under law now in Maryland, you can just say, well, I'm not going to renew the lease for whatever reason. Maybe you just don't want to renew the lease for no good reason. You don't want to renew it at all. It's your property. You have the right to do that. This bill would say that you have to have an eviction-like proceeding to not renew the lease, and you have to give good cause, and they really have not been able to define what that good cause is. We've asked several times what that is, including, you know, could good cause be that someone has destroyed your place. Our colleague from Southern Maryland, Delegate Matt Morgan, offered an amendment to provide a guardrails on how much monetary damages could be in terms of someone doing damage inside of your property. Maybe you've done more damage than the security deposit. That's what his amendment said. If you've done more than that, then that's good cause. They rejected that. They rejected all kinds of other amendments. But essentially what this does is it puts us in a similar situation to San Francisco, New York City, Oakland, places like that that have this type of policy, that have the worst housing markets in the country. And right after they enacted this kind of policy, you saw tons of disinvestment, tons of property owners selling, people not wanting to build new housing units, all that sort of thing. So they're helping is, as always, hurting in this case.
Yeah, you know what? And again, we're speaking to Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan Araki, first side Annapolis with the Maryland Freedom Caucus. It's almost as if the individuals that are, you know, that are putting these things in place, they don't own any rental property. They might not own property of their own. It just seems to me that there's such a disconnect. Like, how do they not understand the position they're putting landlords in? And then at the same time, Delegate Shalega, they're constantly complaining about not having enough housing. Well, I would think that any landlord will pull their house right off the rental market. I know I would.
Well, it's also about affordability. And all their policies are making rental properties for renters unaffordable and for landlords untenable. So my husband and I had many, many, many rental properties, you know, over the course of our 45 years in business. We still have one left in Baltimore County. I will tell anyone thinking about getting into rental property in Maryland, do not do it. They passed a bill earlier. I don't know if the Senate passed it yet or not, Ryan. We'll have to go back and look, to require air conditioning in every rental property in every room. And I, you know, said, look, we raised our kids in Hamilton in a house built in the 20s, 1920s. And we had two window shakers, as we called them. And when it got really hot, our kids slept on the floor in our bedroom. We didn't have central air. We didn't air conditioning our entire house. It just wasn't affordable. But yet, they want every landlord that owns a rental property to have air conditioning in every room of every house that can be measured below, I don't even remember, they picked a number. So, again, that's going to make the rent more expensive. This just cause will make landlords raise the rent because you've got to be able to pay for the bad tenants who are going to, you know, take advantage of this, live in your unit for 6 months or longer while you're trying to evict them. And, you know, somebody's got to pay the bill because your taxes are still due, your insurance is still due, your mortgage payment, your water bill, all the things that are customary expenses for a landlord still have to be paid while the deadbeat tenants live in your place.
This is just, it's really infuriating. And I don't know how, like you said, Doug and Araki, this just makes things worse. I don't know how you fix this issue with this bill. It makes absolutely no sense. And Delegate Shalega, you're right. I mean, you're going to have to raise the price of rent. And yet here they are constantly complaining about the price of rent. And this is what happens. And then they turn around and they blame Republicans or they blame President Trump. And they're saying, oh, it's so unaffordable because of the Republicans, you know, in federal office. It really is frustrating. But that's neither here nor there. I did see that Drag Queen Story Hour is making a comeback. What's going on with that?
Well, yeah, of course, the ludicrous drag queen story hour. Look, if you're foolish enough to take your kids to a drag queen story hour, you can pay for it yourself. But I certainly don't want to go. I don't want to take my kids or grandkids, and I don't want my tax dollars paying for it. But there is a $500,000 grant in the capital budget for a gay pride center in Montgomery County. And one of the things they host there is Drag Queen Story Hour. So, you know, we had an amendment on that. Of course, they called us bigots and, you know, whatever else you want to pick the word. But we know we're right. Taxpayers do not want to pay for Drag Queen Story Hour.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Delegate Araki, did you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, no, I did want to weigh in. I wanted to say that you know, we can't find money to help children and others with developmental disabilities, kids literally in wheelchairs. We can't find money for that, but we can find money to put solar panels on multilingual daycare centers. We can find money for Drag Queen Story Hour. We can find money for a whole host of other just far-fetched, crazy ideas. But our priorities are not there to help the most vulnerable in our society. I mean, but think about that for a moment, Kim. Think about how perverse and how terrible and messed up those priorities are.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I thought we were done with the whole drag queen story hour situation. I still don't understand why this is still a conversation. I don't understand the conversation around it at all. And I, you know what, guys? I have friends that are in the LGBTQ community, right? As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, or, like, I'm fine, whatever, live your life. But at the same time, it's like you said, Delga Shalinga, why are we paying for any of this? When they were talking about gender-affirming care and all this other stuff, why would we pay for anybody's plastic surgery? I want plastic surgery. I would love to have it on someone else's dime. It doesn't make sense. But this is Maryland, as all you know. Before you guys go, I wanted to ask you. Of course, I didn't get to talk to you about it last week. You know, you've got the new UMBC poll that came out. Governor Wes Moore was also booed on opening day, and it looks like people are kind of waking up, even on the left. I'll start with you, Delga Shalinga. With Wes Moore's polling numbers, he's under 50% right now. Do you think he's going to get this message?
You know, I hope so, but the most astounding polling answer was his lack of trustworthiness. So Wes Moore keeps saying he inherited a deficit. He inherited a bad fiscal policy, a bad budget, blah, blah, blah. But the public doesn't believe it. And that's really good news for us, because we, you know, as conservatives, you can do a great job. Your audience understands this, that a lot of the messaging coming out of the left, the media just says it, parrots it over and over and over. So the public doesn't know it's a lie. But this is getting through, that Wes Moore can't keep lying and just have the public just accept what he says. So we need to just keep it up, keep the heat on him, and make sure everybody knows he's responsible for all these tax increases, not Donald Trump.
Yeah, and Delegate Ryan Araki, you know, to Kathy's point there, many people said that, you know, the one lie that really, I guess, grated their nerves was the fact that he was pretending that he turned a deficit into a surplus. And I think he believed people were really buying that, but it seems that even his base wasn't buying it.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right, Kim. I mean, it seems like everything that this guy has talked about his entire career, whether it's his military service, whether it's his education, whether it's where he grew up, I mean, we can keep going down the list. None of it seems to be true, or none of it seems to add up. And I think what you're seeing, the biggest number for me inside of that poll, Kim, Doug Schlag and I have talked about this, is the number with independents. So obviously he's under 50% overall, but he's at 39% approval with independents. That is an absolutely terrible number. If you add up independents and Republicans in Maryland, you're somewhere at like 48% of the electorate, right? So, I mean, you know, if he's doing really bad, he's doing horribly with Republicans, terribly with independents, I think that there's a pathway for this guy to be in real trouble come November this year.
Yeah, well, we shall see. Delegate Ryan Araki, Delegate Kathy Shalinga, I know you're super busy there in Annapolis, and we appreciate you fighting hard for all of us. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Stay informed.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, again, Delegate Ryan Araki, Delegate Kathy Shalinga, First Sight Annapolis, as you heard there. And this is why I was talking. We'll talk more about it at 11 o'clock hour. But, you know, this whole thing with the good cause evictions bill, this is a nightmare. This is a true nightmare. And I didn't realize, you know, the whole thing with the air conditioning units in each room. And why wouldn't you? If, as a landlord, why wouldn't you pass those costs on to the renter? Of course you would. I mean, but this doesn't help with they're all saying, oh, we don't have enough housing. We don't have this. We don't have that. This is why. These stupid policies. That's the reason. Let's discuss where we get back.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And then you've got this whole other crowd that really never supported Trump, too. The new isolationists, as I refer to them. Okay, so Iran's on the precipice of having nuclear weapons, and you didn't learn anything from World War II? You didn't learn anything from Mao in China? Or Stalin in Russia? Or Hitler in Germany? You didn't learn a thing from fascism and Mussolini? You didn't learn from Tojo in Japan? You didn't learn over 100 million human souls died, and how many of those lives could have been saved had we acted sooner instead of having this appeasement mindset mentality? That's the breathtaking part of how Europe has exposed itself in all of this.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, there's something big Americans keep forgetting about. You know, behind the news cycles, behind the tariff wars, the conflicts, war, ICE raids here at home, behind all of this, there's an uncomfortable truth that we need to admit. We do have $39 trillion in debt as a country. That is a ticking time bomb. That's over $355,000 per U.S. taxpayer. So I want you to ask yourself, are you truly protected from this pending disaster? If not, you may want to call my friends over at Gold Co. Now, Gold Co., I'm a customer. They're the number one gold and silver company in the business, and thousands of Americans are using Gold Co. to hedge their risk. They want you to be an informed investor, get their free 2026 gold and silver guide, and learn how you can get 10% off in bonus gold or silver while supplies last. Call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, again, thank you, Delga, Kathy Shalaya, Delga Ryan, Rocky, First Side Annapolis. We appreciate you every Monday morning. We'll check back in with them next week. I thought the drag queen story time stuff, I thought that was done with. I mean, Montgomery County, you've got serious issues there with illegal immigrants and MS-13. Here you are talking about drag queens. I do have some text messages to read to you guys. Phil says, war is hell. I think that refers to our caller earlier. He says, you destroy everything. For example, World War II, Dresden, Germany, Hiroshima, Japan, without those devastating bombing campaigns, the war would never have ended. For goodness sake, people learn history, real history, not the revisionism crap that you've been taught by liberals for years. And real men use hard language, not just gain attention like Democrats. You know, Phil, that's another piece of the question of the day as well. Just in case you guys missed it, it's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Runaways for Real Estate. Do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency? Take part in that poll if you could. But some people were saying that, yeah, you know, Democrats have been cursing a lot lately, and yet there hasn't been any outrage. And then some people were saying, well, you know what, it's different when you're the president. Let's see. Ray says, ask her caller how high he thinks prices will go after the Islamists finally got their nuke and use it, because they will use it to receive a bunch of virgins. Trump is MAGA. Yeah, look, there was obviously a threat there. People are questioning if it was an imminent threat or not. There's lots of questions. Hopefully we'll get some more answers at Trump's presser at 1 p.m. Okay, so we'll do that. Coming up next, though, we have a great friend joining us in studio, Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. I do see your text here, Fran. She says, I just went through having my gun permit renewed for the carry, and one thing the instructor told us that you are not allowed to take them inside the mall. You can conceal it, but you are not allowed to take a concealed weapon inside the mall. If a police sees you with that, they will ask you to leave. That was my understanding. Fran, you know what? That's a great question there. And I will ask Brian Fletcher of Free State Gun Range coming up next about that. Because there's lots of questions when it comes to the Second Amendment rights here in Maryland. And I feel like this, you know, they're forever changing. Because even when we talk to Brian every once in a while here on the show, and he'll call in and he'll inform us of another bill that's been proposed, right? The price of ammunition, they want to increase that. So anyways, we'll talk to Brian Fletcher coming up next. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to ask him questions, you can. We'll have the phone lines open. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Finally get some clarity on the issue. Stay right there.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kick the can down the road and force local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has attacked a major petrochemical plant in Iran's South Pars natural gas field. It also has killed a top Revolutionary Guard commander and vows to target more top Iranian officials. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, that's President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow unrestricted shipping through a key waterway.
The president posted an Easter Sunday social media message filled with profanity, promising to hit Iranian power plants and bridges unless Iran reopens the Strait of Hormuz. His threat came just days after he said in a primetime speech that the U.S. doesn't rely on or need that waterway, and that European nations should step up and control it. The president ended his social media post by saying, "Praise be to Allah." Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Russian attack has killed several people in Odessa, Ukraine. 11 people are in the hospital, including a pregnant woman and two youngsters. Ukraine, meanwhile, has targeted Russia's oil infrastructure using a fleet of long-range drones. It's a big day for NASA's current lunar mission.
The far side of the moon is not so far now for the Artemis II astronauts. As they loop around it, they'll be about 4,000 miles, 6,500 kilometers above the lunar surface. This means they'll see the entire disk of the moon with a tiny Earth way off in the distance behind it. Their trajectory means the crew will also get to witness a solar eclipse that's just for them. As the sun slides behind the moon, they'll see its outer atmosphere glowing against the darkness of space.
That's the BBC's Rebecca Morell reporting. It is back to work today for Wall Street following the long holiday weekend. At the moment, the Dow trading about 55 points higher, the Nasdaq up 131. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. Pure Talk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with Pure Talk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore police are investigating an Easter morning murder in Federal Hill. Officers responded to the 200 block of Key Highway at around 2:30 Sunday morning, where they found an unresponsive man with an apparent gunshot wound. Medics pronounced the victim dead at the scene. Video from a security camera shows a group of people in the parking lot of a small shopping plaza at the time of the shooting, and police are working to identify a suspect. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call Baltimore police or Metro Crime Stoppers. An October trial date set for the man accused of setting fire to a vacant row home that partially collapsed and killed three Baltimore firefighters. James Barnett is facing charges that include three counts of second-degree murder and arson in the 2022 Stricker Street fire that claimed the lives of Lieutenant Kelsey Sadler, Lieutenant Paul Buttram, and EMT firefighter Kenny Lacayo. EMT firefighter John McMaster was seriously injured in the incident. Barnett remains held without bail. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More contact, please.
Two strikes, Ashcraft. Strikeout on the curveball. Full count on Basayo and the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out, back with the heat. Swung through and missed, struck about 98 miles an hour.
Greg Brown had the calls on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Pirates starter Braxton Ashcraft striking out 8 in 6 innings pitched. And the Birds go down 14 times yesterday with no walks and an 8-2 loss to the Pirates, clinching a series sweep for Pittsburgh. The O's have now struck out 11 or more times in 4 games this year, have scored 2 or fewer runs in 5. Tonight, Birds are in Chicago with their pitcher undecided. Game time is 7:40 against the White Sox. And a lot happened on this day in sports history on April 6th. Go back to 1979, Earl Weaver winning his 1,000th game as a skipper. A 5-3 Orioles victory over the White Sox. April 6th of 1992, O's played their first regular season game at Camden Yards. They beat the Indians 2-0. And then just 1 year ago today...
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! Chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Joe B. had the call on Monumental, the record-breaking 895 for the Grade 8. And finally, how about this nugget? Labor Day coming early in Edmonton, Alberta.
Breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the 7th floor at Rogers Place as we speak. So someone's going to have a great story to tell. It would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what's happened, but that could be asking a bit much.
Longtime hockey announcer Scott Oak with that news as the Oilers beat the Golden Knights 5-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Oriole says, "Hello, Baltimore." And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off chilly for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 48 in Nottingham, 49 in Pasadena. Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. They're just talking to Delegate Kathy Schlega, Delegate Ryan Araki. They're working on a lot there in Annapolis. Only so many more weeks left in this 90-day session, so we'll check back in with them on Monday. And we will discuss again, like I mentioned earlier, good cause eviction. That bill, like I told you, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Right now, I do want to go back really quickly here, if I could, before we get to our guests. Don't forget the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's at WCBM.com and then also in the app. You can just click on that poll tab. Do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency? If you can imagine, we got lots of people weighing in on Facebook. Paulette says, a foreign diplomat once said, I wish I could remember who it was, but he once said, don't pay attention to what he says, pay attention to what he does. James says, no, I don't. You can send a strong message without them. Many of our great leaders have done so in the past. I think it's unbecoming of the office of the presidency. So he's on the other side of that one. Emmett says, it gets the point across. So we've got lots of comments to go over. Let's see. Oh, you know what? Here's a comment from Jill. I know Jill. Jill helped out on my 2020 campaign. Good morning, Jill. She said, I take his words and actions any day of the week over Obama's sending pallets of cash in the secret of the night to Iran so they could finance their nuclear program. Go Trump. And Jill is still Jill. I love it. I love it. Right now, we have a great guest in studio. I've got text messages already coming in. Don't forget to write down the phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, because we're going to leave the lines open. Good morning to my friend and someone that is going to educate us, Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Kim, and happy day after Easter. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good.
So we've got lots to talk about here, Brian. Like I said, I got people already texting in, but I wanted to go real quick because this is a question I've always had. All right. I've always had this question. Is it a fact or a myth? Crimes involving guns happen more in cities with gun control. Is that true or not true?
Kind of depends on who you ask and the statistics that you're looking at. But I try to look at statistics that are done independently of somebody that doesn't have a real political persuasion one way or the other on the liberal or conservative side. And the person that I always refer to is Professor John Lott. I don't know if you've ever heard of John Lott before, but he is an economics professor. He has a PhD from UCLA, and he's had teaching positions at University of Chicago, Yale, Stanford, so he's very credentialed. And he started out life in his college career and his professorial career as a liberal, and he did not like guns at all. But he was also very data-driven. And because of that, he started looking at guns, and he ended up writing a book called More Guns, Less Crime. And it's from the early 2000s, and he postulates that every jurisdiction where they went shall issue, so we had back in the day what was called shall issue jurisdictions, states, and may issue jurisdictions, or states. And Maryland for a long time was may issue, which means that you may or you may not be issued a gun permit. You needed some sort of a good reason behind it. But every time a state went shall issue and started issuing these carry permits, crime went down. And so in these cities, the blue cities that we always refer to, I did a little bit of research on that. In the top 10 cities in the United States, their murder rate, I'll read them real quick. Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, Birmingham, Baltimore, of all cities, Detroit, Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Washington, D.C. They all had the top 10. They're the top 10 murder rates in the U.S., and guess what's common to each one of those cities?
Gun control laws?
Gun control laws and one other thing.
Oh.
All Democratic mayors.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all Democratic mayors, and we have the list of them here. Obviously, we know Brandon Scott is with Baltimore. But some of the things that Lott has also looked at, and I thought this might be of particular interest to you, and I'm just going to read it if you'll indulge me, but murder rates decline when either more women or men carry concealed weapons, and the effect is more pronounced when females get a carry permit. So every time a female gets a carry permit, their murder rate as opposed to a man goes down 3 to 4 more times.
No way.
Absolutely. And the reason for that is it starts to equal the field, right? So a woman carrying a gun now is on the same playing field as a man because the gun is the great equalizer. So you may not have as much strength as a 250-pound man, may not be as athletic or whatever, but the gun equalizes that. And that's one of the stats that he found. And that's why we've seen over the past 20 years in this industry, females have been the biggest purchaser of guns and the biggest purchaser of permits to carry.
Well, that's nice to know. Wow.
Absolutely.
I had no idea. Okay, we're speaking to Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Brian, I had no idea. Now, of course, I knew that the number was going up here in the state of Maryland as far as women owning their own firearms.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've been to Free State. And there's always women there. There's always women there at Free State. I did want to ask, because, of course, the big conversation last week was what happened in Arundel Mills Mall. All right, Brian, this is the big question here, because when we got the story, of course, it was a little convoluted at first. It usually is, right, until they find out all the facts there, and they're still investigating. But what we know right now is that there was a gentleman at Burlington Coat Factory. We don't know exactly what the motive is. That's still kind of up in the air. We think that he was being robbed. That's what they think. They still don't have it for fact. There were 6 individuals. They were able to catch up with 3 of them. There are 3 that are still on the loose, apparently. And I did check this morning to see if there were any apprehensions. But this victim, this gentleman at Burlington Coat Factory, had a gun on him, concealed.
Right.
He gets into it with those 3 or 6 suspects. They wrestle the gun from him, and as they're doing so, he ends up shooting one of them. I guess it was at the wrist or the hand? In the wrist. And everybody takes off, and I guess they even take off with his gun and cell phone, and they jump into a car there. But the big question is, Brian, what are his rights in that scenario? Did he have the right to fire that weapon? Did he have the right to even have a weapon on him in the mall? So many questions. Hopefully you can help us out here.
Sure. So this might be a long segment. So I want to start off this segment, and we're going to talk about, I guess, self-defense here and what Maryland requires as far as self-defense and so forth. But just a couple disclosures. Number one, I'm not an attorney. Okay, you and I both know that. I'm just a fairly well-educated firearms instructor. Number two is if you are ever in this situation, hopefully you do have an attorney that you've already contacted, or you have some sort of, concealed carry license, insurance, or something like that. And then number three, as you and I were just discussing before I came on, is Maryland doesn't have any self-defense laws. It is crazy. There's nothing codified. There's no statutes that say if you encounter this situation, you are authorized by the state to use deadly force. You just won't encounter that. You won't read that anywhere. Everything in Maryland is based on what's called case law. So cases that have gone before the court previously, and some of these go back to the 60s, as a matter of fact, that's the light in which you will be judged nowadays. So the question about did he have a right to do that, that's a very good question, but it's incredibly hard to answer, and I don't want to be vague. So what I would like to do, if we could, is I'll just set some of the foundational rules for self-defense, and then we can start applying those to different situations.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. So if we could pull out our virtual whiteboard, or if your listeners maybe want to take some notes on this, there's 4 words that all start with the letter I. And as you see, I wear glasses, so I'm allowed to call them the 4 I's, right? And those words are injury, immediate, imminent, and innocent, okay? Injury, immediate, imminent, and innocent. And then next to each one of those words, we'll get into a little bit more detail. But essentially, in order to resort to deadly force, okay, or lethal force, you have to be under threat of what's called severe bodily injury. Some attorneys will call it grievous bodily injury. But I define serious bodily injury is it's not a Band-Aid on a boo-boo, right? It's something where you're going to require some higher level of care, like EMT, paramedic, doctor type of care, that if you don't get that immediate care, you're not going to be long for this world. So it may include a gunshot. It may include a stabbing wound, lacerations, broken bones, things like that, that you have to get that care. I'll just define them first, and if you like, we'll get into some of the examples. But immediate or immediacy. Immediacy really has to do with, is the threat close enough to inflict the injury? Okay? And if you think about that a little bit deeper, that would also, you'd have to ask what weapon's involved, right? So if I'm, and I'll ask you this, Kim, if I'm 100 feet away from you and I'm waving a knife at you, I say, I'm going to kill you, Kim. Do you think you could just pull a gun and shoot me?
I would think so.
Well, can I really kill you or inflict serious bodily injury at 100 feet with a knife? Now, I'm not a championship knife thrower.
I don't think so, but I've seen police do it, I feel.
Different standards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Civilian police. They have the collar of law and a badge behind them. But probably not.
Okay.
And I say probably because I can give examples of maybe where you could. But for most people, probably not.
No, okay.
Now, I'm 100 feet away from you. I'm waving my rifle at you, saying, Kim, I'm going to shoot you. Now, what do you think?
No, I better be able to shoot you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at that distance with that weapon, I can inflict that injury, right? It also has to do, are there any barriers that would separate me or prevent me from inflicting that injury? Right. So I'm looking at your producer right now through the window. I'm waving my knife at him. Well, he just can't shoot me through the glass because there's a barrier that would prevent me from inflicting the injury with that weapon. Right. But if I go through the door, it's right to my right there, and I go into his studio there, now I'm definitely close enough to inflict an injury with that weapon. So we have injury. We have immediate. The next one is imminent. Definition of imminent means it's on. It's happening. So those guys at Arundel Mills Mall, they were after his guns. They were attacking him. It was not like something, I think it's going to happen 5 minutes from now. It's actually in process, right? And then innocent. This is where everything else can fall into place. It can be, you know, grievous bodily injury or death. It can be close enough. It can be happening right now. But I have to be the innocent victim of the attack. I can't do anything that's seen as starting the fight or escalating the fight by trying to provoke you into responding.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
Those are the four basic concepts.
So the jury would have to interpret whether or not you provoked it.
Yes.
So it's...
Yes, and in many cases, it's going to go down to... And our word for the day, if your listeners remember nothing else I've said this morning, it is articulate. You have to be able to explain why you did what you did, why you had no other choice, and would a reasonable, and this is called the doctrine of the reasonable man or the reasonable person, would a reasonable, prudent person have done the same thing if they were put in that same situation?
All right, we're going to put a pin in it right there, but this is very interesting. Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. We'll be right back. Right now, I've got my friend Dr. Learfield on the phone with me. Good morning, Dr. Learfield. How was your holiday weekend?
Oh, it was very nice, very nice. Spending time with the kids and being home was just really, really nice.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Dr. Learfield, I have what I feel is an important health question that I'm sure some of our listeners will be interested to know about. So when it comes to diabetes, how can that affect dental health?
That's a great question. Diabetes can actually affect so many dental procedures as well as dental health. And I'll try to run through some of them now, but there's probably a few that I'm forgetting. To start with, there's periodontitis or gum disease. Studies have shown that people with diabetes are more prone to gum disease, and higher blood sugar, which is a hallmark of diabetes, also encourages bacterial growth and proliferation because high blood sugar weakens those white blood cells, which are the body's main defense against bacteria. This makes the disease much harder to treat. This, of course, can lead to tooth loss, which unfortunately makes it harder to eat healthier food, which makes it harder to keep the diabetes under control. It turns into a vicious cycle, unfortunately. Another very important dental ramification of diabetes is anything surgical. So healing can be delayed or very difficult with high blood sugar. I'm sure your listeners that have diabetes know this. And extractions can take a while to heal, which can turn into painful conditions called dry socket. That's where the clot helping the extraction site heal is lost, and the exposed bone is extremely painful. Dental implants are at risk of failure shortly after placement, again, because of that delayed healing. Personally, I tell my patients that I won't place their implants unless the A1C level is 7 or below. Anything above that, and it's just not worth it for them to go through their procedure, only to have the implant fail painfully and have to go through having it taken out and replaced at a later date. Another common dental issue are fungal infections. Since the white blood cells aren't working properly, it's common to see fungal infections crop up among diabetics. Dry mouth is also common, and having poor salivary production, along with that high blood sugar, is a recipe for tooth decay, again, leading to tooth loss. So diabetes really can be quite devastating to the mouth. But the good news is that even with diabetes, if you take good care of your oral health, and also along with that, make modifications to your diet to keep that diabetes under control, you can keep your teeth healthy for many years.
Well, Dr. Learfield, I think that is very helpful for the listeners, and I will try my best as well. You know, before you go, I want to make sure everybody knows where you're located and your phone number to schedule an appointment.
Sure. We're located at 2324 West Joppa Road, Suite 110. That's in Lutherville, right off the Beltway, where 83 and 695 meet, right off of Falls Road. Our phone number, 410-321-1100.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Learfield. We'll talk again soon.
Yep. Take care.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin, just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Donald Trump giving Iran every ultimatum, every opportunity to do what we asked them to do, to get out of the nuke business, to get out of the terror business, and every single time they stuck up their middle finger at us. And it took too much to get the ships and everything over there, and they gathered off the coast just like they did in Venezuela, and then they pulled the trigger, and then they started kicking butt. And on day one, Democrats started saying it was a disaster.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, again, good morning to all of you. We're going to get right back in this conversation because it's a great conversation with Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Brian, we were just talking about our rights, you know, what we can do in the very moment. You went through the four I's, yeah. And then you told us we've got to articulate, we got to be able to articulate why we defended ourselves the way that we did. I want to get kind of like back in the specifics with the Arundel Mills mall shooting.
Sure.
Again, you had six individuals against one victim, right? We still don't know the exact motive. But one of those victims was shot in the wrist with the victim's firearm. That victim, you know, from what we know now, obviously we don't know everything. And as you mentioned, you're not an attorney, but you do know, you're a firearm instructor. You know, what will, I guess, then happen to this victim going forward? I mean, can we decide any of that now, or can we just kind of run the gamut?
Yeah, it's the facts of the case are going to eventually come out, but we can apply some of these concepts that we started talking about to this case, and we can start to figure out, did he have a right to do that? Should he have tried to run away and so forth? So Maryland is a duty to retreat state, and maybe we can go into more detail after the break on that one, but getting back to those four I words, that injury one, along with that word injury also goes the word ability. So we're going to talk about what's called ability, opportunity, jeopardy, and preclusion. So we have ability that goes with injury. And that is both the ability of the attacker or attackers, in this case, and the victim. Okay. So I like to use kind of extreme examples because they really drive home the point. So I'll ask you, Kim, if I were the victim and I was 25 years old, 250 pounds, football player, black belt in karate, and I was carrying a gun, and I was in healthy condition, and there was one of you attacking me, do you think I could just pull my gun and shoot you?
Well, if I don't have a weapon, I'd say, no, you can't.
Probably not. Probably not. Now, wow. Let's say that I'm 80 years old. I'm in really bad health. I'm in a walker. I'm 5'2". I'm over 100 pounds. And, you know, I just can't get around. I can't run. There's really little chance of me retreating. And there's six of you.
Yeah, well, no, he better be able to do,
yeah, exactly.
to do something about it.
So what we call these are disparities, or disparities of force. Disparities means differences, right? So in that one little example there, I actually kind of included a few of those. So number one is age. You know, a 20-year-old against a 20-year-old is pretty evenly matched. 20-year-old on an 80-year-old, very different, right? There's gender, you know, male versus female. Whether we want to admit it or not, courts and juries will look at a male attacking a female in a worse light than a male attacking a male, right? There's size and weight, 250 pounds versus 100 pounds. There's ability, you know, training, a Navy SEAL versus a 80-year-old grandmom. There's just no match in that. So you get into this minutiae where you have to take what's called the totality of the circumstance, right? You have to look at everything that's involved. And anybody that tells you, well, if these are in place, you can do this, you should run away from them, because they don't know. They weren't in that place. In teaching different things, especially in gunfighting, quote unquote, we teach what are called branching scenarios. It's like a branch of a tree. So you start out with a root scenario, and it can branch into all different ways. And that branch can branch off into other branches. And there's different things that are happening in the heat of the moment. So could he have used deadly force in that case? Was he justified? It all depends on the facts of the case. I can tell you right now that I know the ages of the three that were caught. They were all in their early 20s, and they were all male.
Right.
That's going in his favor because you have a disparity of numbers. I don't know the age of the gentleman, but let's say he was my age. He's fit in his late 50s, early 60s, whatever that may be. Better chance that he could use that. But he has to be able to explain that and also convince other people that they would have done the same thing.
All right. We'll be right back with Brian Fletcher. Learning so much this morning. Brian's with Free State Gun Range. If you want to ask him a question, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll get back in this conversation. Of course, I've got other text messages to read because we've got questions for Brian. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The clock is ticking toward President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow free, unrestricted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The president's deadline tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If Iran fails to honor the deadline, the president vows to hit infrastructure hard, including power plants. The president recently said the U.S. doesn't rely or need the strait, and that European nations should step up and control the waterway. Iran continues lashing out at some of its Persian Gulf neighbors, attacking targets in the UAE and Kuwait overnight. Iran and the U.S. are in possession of a draft proposal calling for a 45-day ceasefiring as well as the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, that proposal mediated by Pakistan. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 148 points, NASDAQ ahead 120. More details, srnnews.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF and do it today.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
A former Oriole says hello, Baltimore.
And driven to right center field by O'Hearn, approaching the wall and clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Ryan O'Hearn.
Greg Brown had the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. O'Hearn's third cannonball of the year, and the former Oriole wasn't done, doubling home two more runs in the second, knocking Chris Bassett out of the game as the surging Pirates sweep the struggling Birds 8-2 the final yesterday at PNC Park. It was the fifth time in seven games this year an Oriole starter not named Trevor Rogers failed to get through the fifth. And manager Albernez, who got tossed in the third, explained what happened to his starter.
It just looked like he just wasn't sharp. It looked like he had misses, wasn't in bad counts, command wasn't there, and with Bass, he's relied on command, and that's his calling card.
It may be too early, but Bassett, shades of Charlie Morton. Two starts, 0-2, ERA stands at 14.51. Meanwhile, on the ice last night in New York, Caps playoff chances took a gut punch.
Melas dropped it back for Lava!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. Sikora's goal capped a four-goal Rangers rally in 10 minutes of the second period. Caps get trashed 8-1 the final at Madison Square Garden. Washington now 3 points back with three teams in front of them, four games left to play. Coming up in 30 minutes, today's the day we learn about Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shira Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shira Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shira Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shira Yousefi, Treasurer Andrew Horbach.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are going to be in the upper 50s and a few lower 60s for your Monday afternoon. It will be partly cloudy and breezy as well. Could see a few showers in northwest Maryland, but other than that, we're staying dry. Colder temperatures on Tuesday and Wednesday, but then warming up nicely toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're going to get right back into this conversation here in just a second. Don't forget, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Also in the app, if you click on the poll tab there, it'll ask you, do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency? As I said, there's so many people weighing in on Facebook. Right now, I got some percentages for you. 59% of you say yes, appropriate. 41% of you say no, it is inappropriate to use curse words, as President Trump did in his post over the weekend. And the next hour, we'll get more into that. Right now, let's get back to this conversation with Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range. Again, Brian, thank you for being here this morning. I know you're busy.
You're very welcome, Kim. It's always a pleasure to come into the studio.
No, I appreciate you. We were just talking about the victim at the Arundel Mills Mall. And of course, we're going through this scenario. Don't forget, you know, Brian Fletcher's not an attorney. He's a firearm instructor. And I think that's great that you note that. But, you know, when it comes to trying to figure out whether or not myself and this person and I are evenly matched, right, evenly yoked, I'm not going to be thinking about that. I'm going to be thinking about my life, possibly my daughter's life if she's with me. I'm not going to be thinking about whether or not we're a matchup.
Right, and that's another consideration. You brought Olivia into the equation now, so you are able to use force to protect innocent third parties. So when we talk about, you know, making these split decisions in the heat of the moment. That's absolutely true. And there's an old saying, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And I hate sayings like that, but they are been around forever because they are true, quite frankly. But again, it goes back, are you able to explain why you did what you did? Would a reasonable person on a jury or a judge or a state's attorney say, hey, if I had my little girl with me right there beside me, I'd have done the same daggone thing? And I think in that case, you could probably make a very good case for that. But what we have to do is, just like we practice, you know, sports, we have to practice our self-defense. And I don't mean going out and karate chopping, you know, boards and things like that. I'm talking about our mental acuity, our situational awareness, right? So one of the things that I do, I've been doing it my entire life, is I just run these scenarios. And it's not that I'm paranoid or anything like that. I just put myself into these situations hypothetically. You know, what would I do if this happened, right? Where would I leave? Like, one of the things that I do when I come into WCBM is I look for the exits. What would happen, you know, if I needed to get out of here quickly, right? I do the same thing in a restaurant. My wife hates this, but we always try to get a seat where I can see what's happening in front of me, you know, at the front door. And I'll never forget one time we were in a restaurant, and I just quizzed her. I said, what would happen if somebody came in here with a gun? And I fully expect her to say, well, I would get behind you. And she did not. She said, well, are you stupid? I would go out that back door. Didn't you see it? And I was like, yeah, I sure did, but I'm glad that you did too. So my whole point in that example is, we have to think these things through. Carrying a gun, it's more than just carrying the gun, Kim. It is an incredible responsibility. You're taking a tool out into public that can take life. And we have to take that very seriously. And we emphasize that so much, not just me personally, but, you know, Free State and our classes in general.
Nice. Well, I'll also say to you, Mrs. Fletcher, don't be mad about, you know, him being observant, because I've been out with guys that don't look around and they don't seem to care and they're not observant. And I'm sitting here thinking, is my life not important to you? So don't get upset about that. I do want to ask you, we got a lot of text messages coming in as well. So I did want to ask you some of these texts as well from Ann says here. She goes, good morning. I have a rental property in a high crime area in Baltimore City. It's across the street from a school. Can I conceal carry while visiting this property? I do have a concealed carry permit.
Yes, she has a valid concealed carry permit. There's no prohibition on her carrying that gun, even if the school's across the street. Now, she cannot go into school grounds. Okay, so school grounds are what are called, what Maryland calls, sensitive places, and there's a whole list of them. There's government buildings, mass transit facilities, museums, healthcare facilities, and so on. And this is, you can get all that information directly off the Maryland State Police website. They list all those sensitive places. But for her purposes, she owns that property. She is certainly allowed to carry in and out of that property and in her car getting to that property.
Okay. Well, Ann, thank you for your question. Hopefully that answers it. I got another one here, very interesting. Brian, again, we're speaking to Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Fran's asking, I just went through having my gun permit renewed for carry, and one thing the instructor told us, that you are not allowed to take them inside the mall. You can conceal it, but you are not allowed to take a concealed weapon inside the mall. If a police sees you with that, they will ask you to leave. That was my understanding.
Yeah, so there are these sensitive places that are outlawed, as we just kind of outlined, you know, government buildings, schools, and so forth. As far as private property goes, now, if she's referring to a rental mill specifically, there's two different things we have to take into account. Number one, there is a casino there, and casinos are on the list of sensitive places that you're not allowed to. But as far as the mall itself, it depends on, is there signage there or specific stores that don't want you to bring it into there. These signs that say no guns allowed in Maryland don't have what's called force of law behind them. But she is absolutely correct. If a law enforcement officer or even, you know, an employee asks you to leave, we don't want that here, then you should go, because at that point you could be cited for trespassing. You could get a handgun charge or something like that. So it's best not to have that fight.
Oh, wow. Okay. And the casino now makes a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is so crazy. I do want to ask you, Brian, because, of course, we've got a lot of bills in Annapolis. We were just speaking to Doug at Kathy Schlega, Doug at Ryan Araki. I did see the bill that was proposed to raise the price of ammunition. I just wanted to ask you, I'm sure you're keeping your eye on a lot of those bills. When you call in, you tell us about some of them. Right now, are there bills there that concern you? Are there bills there that make you a little happier as a gun owner?
Well, let's start with the happy part first. I always like to start on the positive note. There are a couple of bills that would be beneficial to gun owners and also to dealers. One of them is, I don't know if you're aware, but whenever you buy a handgun in the state of Maryland, a pistol, you have to wait 7 days before you can get it. Now, a rifle and shotgun, it's what's called an instant background check. But Maryland has an enhanced background check in which you have to wait 7 days. So there is a bill. It's almost guaranteed not to pass, but at least the delegates are thinking about this, where if you already have a handgun, you've gone through that 7-day waiting period on that first gun, there's no reason for you to have to wait 7 days for subsequent guns. That was always known as a quote-unquote cooling off period, meaning that if somebody wants to have violence, you know, do violence, let's make them wait 7 days and maybe they'll cool off. Well, the counter to that is, well, I'm not going to wait 7 days on my third gun to cool off. I'm just going to go get one of my other two and wreak havoc at that point. So it doesn't really make sense, but I don't think that's going to pass. As far as the ones that really concern me, there are two. The one that you just mentioned is HB 197 and its counter bill SB 118, and that's the 11% firearms and ammo tax. And we had talked about that a couple weeks ago, and it looks like it's still progressing. But for your listeners, what that means is, in addition to the 6% sales tax on all guns, ammunition, and accessories, that would be scopes, optics, anything that's an accessory for a gun, there would be an additional 11% excise tax on that gun. So just round numbers, a $1,000 gun, it's going to cost you $1,000 plus 17% tax now. So it's now going to be like $1,170.
So the point of this, I would think, from the legislators there that are against the Second Amendment and all about gun control, is they wanted to make it extremely expensive.
Yes, it's punitive.
Yeah.
It's punitive for sure. They're not going to repeal the Second Amendment, okay? But what they can do are these backdoor ways of trying to make it as difficult or as expensive as possible. And all that does, Kim, it doesn't hurt maybe somebody like myself or you who can maybe absorb that, but it hurts the people who might need the gun the most. Somebody who's in fear of their life, maybe they're lower income, right? It's going to hurt them. It's now a big burden for them.
Wow. You know, these are things that you don't hear about too often. Is there another bill that you wanted to mention?
There's
here?
One other one. This
sure.
one, it looks like it's going to pass, and it's kind of a sad day. It's SB 334 and HB 577. It's the machine gun convertible pistol, and that's a lot of language for saying that what they're doing, they're going to basically outlaw the sale of new Glocks. Glock is one of the most popular, prevalent handguns in this country, and in fact, worldwide. And somebody years ago made this thing called a Glock switch, and all you do is you attach it to the slide. I won't get into the details. You attach it to the slide, and it makes it go from semi-automatic to fully automatic. That thing is already illegal. It is already against the law to do that to your Glock. So instead of enforcing the law, they're just now going to outlaw the sales of new Glocks. So I encouraged your listeners a couple weeks ago, please, please, please contact your delegates. Let them know that this is ridiculous. Glock has already made changes to some of their lines to address this in California. So there's no reason for this bill to pass, but it looks like it may very well go through.
Oh, wow. Again, you know, it's so interesting, too, because the Glock switches, when I usually hear about them, it's usually in, like, rap music or, you know, it's something that you hear about in some song or something like that. But like you said, if they're already outlawed, you know, but even with that, well, then why are they going to actually enforce not selling them? Or is that now onto those the gun stores now for them to not be allowed to carry them?
It would be on the firearms dealer. It would be on us to not carry them or not to sell them. And we wouldn't even probably be able to order them from a distributor because they know what Maryland's laws are going
to
be. So it's the same thing with California.
Glock
addressed this in California. They came out with what's called the V series, which makes it more difficult to attach this accessory called the Glock switch. And we have them in Maryland. So there are things in place to address this, but again, it is a backdoor punitive way of penalizing legal gun owners.
Wow. And of course, we got other questions here as well. Again, we're speaking to Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Before we get to these other questions, I did want to just make sure people knew exactly what Free State offers as well. Because as we're talking about this, there's, I'm sure, many people listening that are considering going to get their concealed carry.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. We offer a whole cadre of training classes. Just a little bit about Free State. We're a 12-lane, 25-yard indoor shooting range. We're a fully stocking dealer, one of the biggest dealers in the state of Maryland, one of the biggest training organizations as far as guns go. We do fingerprinting and everything like that. But, yeah, we offer the whole line of wear and carry, the HQL. But we offer so much more. We offer private lessons. So if you just want to come in, and actually we have a lesson to review exactly what we're talking about here today, you know, Maryland laws and codes and things like that. We also have a division called Free State Safety Training. So we know – we figured this out a long time ago. Not everybody wants to own a gun for whatever reason. It can be cultural, it can be political, whatever. So we have a division called Free State Safety Training, and we offer non-lethal training. I mentioned that word situational awareness earlier. So we do this for business individuals, businesses, churches, organizations, where they'll have us come out and present these topics to them. And just a whole cadre of other things, holster draw certification, practical concealed carry, and so forth.
All right, nice. Again, Free State Gun Range, call Brian Fletcher and everybody over there so you can at least gain a better understanding. And I'm on the list to do the same. I got a caller here. I've got Bill at Woodlawn. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
What's your question?
Well, it's not a question so much. It's an observation. Two things. One, I'll go through them real quick. Two things. One, Arundel Mill Malls, you know, they have a gun policy for the most part. But they actually sell guns at Arundel Mills Mall.
Oh, the Pro Bass Shop?
Bass Pro, yeah.
And secondly, I got my concealed permit last year. I've been a shooter for many, many years. I've purchased firearms legally. But one thing, a paradox I ran into when I was sitting in the class, and even the instructor didn't realize it, you can be 18 years old and get a concealed weapon permit. But you have to be 21 years old to get the HQL to buy the firearm to carry concealed.
Wow. Brian, you would have...
Yeah, great observation. We actually do broach that topic in our classes. He's absolutely correct. And there, I don't know the exact reason, but what we've come up with, and I think it's reasonable, is if you're an 18- or 19-year-old security guard, armed security guard for Loomis or Guard or any of the Brinks or whatever, you do have to have a carry permit. Now, that security guard would not be able to own that weapon. They would have to turn that weapon in and, you know, sign it in and out of the armory every day. But, yeah, you're absolutely correct. At 18 years of age, you can get a carry permit, most likely for a job, but you have to be 21 years old to be able to purchase the gun, and that's the HQL permit.
Wow. Well, Bill, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You know, that just made me think about it, because I guess, what is it? Is it Bass Pro or Pro Bass? What is that store called over there at Arundel Mills?
Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro. So I guess it could be a possibility that the victim was there before going to Burlington Coat Factory. Could it be a possibility that he...
Could have been.
But I guess he wouldn't have bullets in the chamber at that point, or would he?
Well, if he's carrying, he should have.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to carry with that. Now, you'll get different points of view on this, too, and this could be a whole other show. But, yeah, we do teach that you should have a round in the chamber.
Okay, so you should have a round in the chamber.
Yeah, it needs to be ready to go. Because under stress, it takes time to chamber that round. You're going to forget. A lot of things break down, both mentally and physically, under that heat of the moment. And you may pull that gun out, and it just goes click instead of bang, because you forgot to put that round in the chamber.
Wow. Wow. Again, Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. We'll have Brian here for just a few more minutes. And I have other text messages and callers calling in. And then I have a question as well, because I wanted to know, Brian, when we get back, you know, what does someone do immediately after shooting someone in what I would consider self-defense? So we'll talk about that when we get back. Real quick, I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continue Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and that's why I do too. Now, the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. So call AES Builders today at 410-574-4400, or you can go online and visit aeshome.us.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Socialism has caught the attention of much of America's youth, but it's not the answer to America's problems. In fact, it's not the answer to any problem. It perverts what the Bible has to say about charity. It takes the responsibility out of the hands of individuals and instead turns it into an excuse to empower the state. As the responsibility of the individual is lessened, the family structure begins to fail, and the state gets bigger and stronger while filling the vacuum. The Bible tells us it's a sin to not look out for our families. Paul told Timothy that if anyone doesn't provide for his own household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. In countries where socialism was king, the people became prisoners. In fact, socialism's been responsible for over 100 million deaths in the 20th century alone. If the truth of socialism and Marxism was taught in America's universities instead of the progressive lies, I would have my hope restored about the future we're leaving our grandchildren. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today. Previously on Casey and Company.
People that do work in these agencies, where's your pride? How can you work in a state agency that allows this to happen? Yes, there are some whistleblowers. Thank God for you that you've been able to blow the whistle on some of these things. But if you are in charge of working in children and this doesn't outrage you and this doesn't want you to affect change, get out, because you don't belong in the first place.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, we're wrapping up our conversation here with Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Again, Brian, thank you so much for coming here.
You're welcome,
and
Cal.
Answering
thank you.
Questions. I really do appreciate it. This is a personal question of my own. I got a question here. In this scenario, say, if I was in a situation where I had to defend myself, let's say even at my home, and I shot someone in self-defense, what do I do next? Am I calling 911? Am I rendering aid? What am I doing next?
So let's address the rendering aid real quick, and then we'll get into kind of the steps that you should and should not take. There's no requirement to render aid. So you have to be careful about doing that, because you may take a shot and miss the person. They go down just kind of playing, you know, possum, and you go over to render aid, and now you are now a victim. So you do have to be careful. But you definitely want to take a couple steps. Number one is call 911 immediately. Identify yourself, who you are, where you're at, and there have been shots fired. Please send help immediately. Okay. Stay on 9. We recommend staying on 911. They'll be communicating with the officers or when they're out. And all those officers know at that point is there's shots fired. Okay, they don't know who you are. One thing that we recommend is that you describe yourself to the 911 operator. I'm wearing, you know, a purple dress right now. I have pink earphones on or whatever, and you know, I'm the victim of this. Please send help immediately. So. You do want to win the race. I call it winning the race to the phone or winning the race to 911. So, for example, if I'm coming up to my door at night and somebody comes up behind me and attacks me and I pull my gun and they run away, I'll ask you this. Can I shoot them in the back as they're leaving?
I learned this. I cannot do that.
You can't, because they're no longer an imminent threat. Remember that I word. They're running away. You can't just pop a couple in their back. But guess what you better do immediately?
Call 911.
Call 911, because if you don't, guess who is? They are.
Oh, okay.
Now, who's the victim? Whoever calls 911 and reports this is normally seen as the victim. Whoever waits, they're going to have a little bit harder time. So, identify yourself. I was in fear of my life. Please send help immediately. I'm at such and such location. I'm on the third floor of my home, whatever. Once the police get there, and this is incredibly important, secure your firearm. put it in the holster, put it on the ground if it's safe to do so, but for goodness sakes, don't turn around, you know, with a gun in your hand or anything like that, because that's just going to be a bad day for everybody involved. We've all heard, Kim, that you should never talk to the police if you get yourself in this situation. And I'm going to say, yes, I agree with that 99.9%. But there's that 0.1% where you do have to say a couple things. My name is, I was in fear for my life, or he attacked me, or something along those lines. I want to speak to my attorney. And that's when you stop talking. This is also something you should think about ahead of time, just like the other things that we talked about. Don't have that nervous talking. A lot of times we try to explain ourselves. The adrenaline's pumping. If the officer asks you, how many shots did you take? I'm sorry, I don't know. I'd like to speak to my attorney. Because if you say, I took two shots and there's five holes in this guy, you're now no longer a credible witness. Okay, so you want to avoid giving any kind of details. Where'd you hit him, Matt? I think I shot him in the leg. Well, why is there three holes in his chest? Okay, so be careful about what you say. Say very little. Again, I'll repeat it one more time, not to, you know, kill this dog, but it's, my name is, I was in fear for my life. Please send help immediately. I'd like to talk to my attorney.
Okay. That was my question, because I heard where they say on the 911 call, don't go into too much detail, because they're going to replay that in court, and it has to be exact.
That's evidence.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I've got to know. I don't know if I have time. Do I have time to take Dan? Dan in Green Spring Valley. Dan, do you have a quick question for Brian? We got to go here soon.
Well, I think I can help clarify the age discrepancy in the permit. I called the state's attorney about the less than lethal, the Byrna. And he said, absolutely, anyone can own a Byrna in Maryland. However, you must open carry it. If you conceal carry a Byrna, we consider that carrying a concealed weapon and will consider you in violation of the concealed carry law unless you have a concealed carry permit. So that would bridge that 1821 gap.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Brian, you heard the same thing, or?
I haven't heard that. The Byrna is a less lethal. It's not covered under the handgun laws in Maryland. That if we're talking about strictly a handgun, that 18 is for employment. The 21 is for purchase.
All right, Brian Fletcher, where's Free State Gun Range located?
We're at 11500 Crossroads Circle, Suite J, and right down the street from you in Middle River.
Sounds good. All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
You have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income. The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The clock is counting down toward President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow free, unrestricted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The president's deadline is tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If Iran fails to heed the deadline, the president vows to hit infrastructure hard, including power plants. The president recently said the U.S. does not rely on or need the strait, and that European countries should step up to control the waterway. Iran continues lashing out at some of its Persian Gulf neighbors.
We've heard alerts and sirens sound in the UAE and in Kuwait overnight. What we have seen is an apparent narrowing of targets in Bahrain, Kuwait, and the UAE over the last few days. Iran saying it has been targeting oil and energy infrastructure. And all the while, of course, this messaging on social media from President Trump, who is ramping up his rhetoric rhetoric again, seemingly emboldened by that rescue of that U.S. aircrew deep inside Iran.
The BBC's Lorna Gordon, the daring rescue she refers to, is a safe recovery of the two American aviators whose fighter jet went down in Iran. Iran and the U.S. both in possession of a draft proposal calling for a 45-day ceasefire as well as a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.
That's what two Mideast officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, told the AP. Egyptian, Pakistani, and Turkish mediators drafted the plan. They hoped the 45-day window would provide enough time for talks to reach a permanent ceasefire. Meanwhile, Iran and the U.S. have not responded to the proposal.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 158 points, the Nasdaq trading 124 points higher. This is SRN News.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet's going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Congresswoman April McLean-Delaney is reacting to the Fed reconsidering the scope of a proposed ICE facility in Washington County. The 6th District Democrat says the announcement means winds are starting to show for the county, but the fight against ICE must continue. McLean-Delaney says from day one, it's been clear that no community should be forced to host an illegal detention center or have taxpayer dollars fund an unjust immigration system that she says relies on mass detention, lacks accountability, and violates legal and human rights. Anne Arundel County Police have released surveillance images of the suspect in last week's robbery of a Verizon store in Odenton. Police say the suspect entered the business Thursday evening, then pulled a gun on employees and customers in the store before taking merchandise and fleeing. The suspect was wearing a yellow construction shirt with dark pants, a white medical mask, and a black hat. Anyone with information is asked to call the Anne Arundel County Police tip line. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. 9 games in, the manager gets tossed.
Greg Alvarez was not happy. I wonder if it was...
Did he try to call time?
James Jean certainly looked like he was ready to throw out Greg Alvarez. I mean, he was hot from the get-go. And Albie is ejected for the first time as a big league manager in his 9th game.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Alvarez ejected in the 3rd inning of the Birds' 8-2 loss to the Pirates yesterday. Explains what led up to it.
It was stern before that. I mean, we knew Ashcraft, he likes to work fast. The Leody at bat, Leody asked for time twice, and he wasn't granted the time. And then, so when Leody walked by, he gave me that nugget, and then I watched what happened with Blaze, and that's what kind of like got me over the edge, pretty much.
Meanwhile, Bird starter for tonight's game in Chicago is undecided. because Kate Povich had to bail out Chris Bassett yesterday, pitching 5 2/3 in relief. Ravens news, today's the day in terms of learning if Lamar is serious in his role of a leader on the Ravens. The team's offseason workout program begins today, and all along, head coach Jesse Minter has been non-committal about Lamar's attendance.
I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes, but, you know, the offseason program is voluntary, and we're excited to get a chance to work with all the guys, whoever wants to show up.
My God, whoever wants to show up? Now contrast that with Trey Hendrickson's outlook when asked at his press conference.
I'm excited to go to OTAs, right? Like, I'm excited to be at training camp. Like, I'm a football player. I like to put my hand in the dirt. I like the smell of the grass. I like my cleats sweaty when I come in from a hard training camp practice.
And that's the way it should be. Coming up in 30 minutes, see the ball, hit the ball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Breezy for your Monday afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun. A little bit more cloud cover later into the afternoon with temps in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cooler temperatures both Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 48 in Easton and 50 in Dundalk. Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timkal Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend. You know, Saturday was absolutely beautiful, and then yesterday was Easter, so it was absolutely beautiful as well. Despite, you know, the weather was a little chilly, it was a very holy day. And, of course, we were talking earlier about what President Trump posted on that holy day. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were talking about the latest out of Iran. It looks like we've got some more updates to go over as well in regards to negotiations. But we were also talking to Doug at Kathy Schlega, Doug at Ryan Araki, First Eye on Annapolis, and what's coming up here. Of course, we talked about the budget. In case you missed it, Drag Queen Storytime is making a comeback in Montgomery County, and they want us, yes, taxpayers, to pay for it. $500,000 is what they want. Now, of course, they did cut funding for DDA. So, you know, we're not going to, you know, give money to those with disabilities, the most vulnerable community, but they want money for drag queens. I mean, make it make sense. Of course, the last hour had a great guest in studio, excuse me, Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. And don't forget, Free State Gun Range is right there at Middle River. And, you know, it's great to be able to learn about, you know, what we can and cannot do as lawful gun owners in this state. And that's what always gets me, too, is because, you know, you've got Democrats that always complain, oh, there's too many guns. The guns are the reason. No. Lawful gun owners are doing the right thing for the most part, right? You might have, what, 5%? But lawful gun owners are doing the right thing. It's those that are unlawfully carrying guns. And so, of course, we did talk about that scenario or that tragedy, I should say, in Arundel Mills Mall. And you had a victim there that had a gun that he was carrying. And then it turned into a wrestling match between that victim. And we're told that there were six suspects total. Now, we haven't seen any footage, like, you know, video footage from the incident. And so we don't know if all six had attacked this victim. We don't know if it was just a few. We don't know if it was just one. We do know that one of the suspects was shot in the wrist during that altercation. Now, I thought Brian Fletcher, again, brought up a great point because, you know, for me, I'm some of these things that we are supposed to think about as gun owners, but I'm not looking to see whether or not
the person attacking me is an equal match or if I'm somehow inferior, right? If I'm smaller, if it's that I'm a female and he's a male, I'm not thinking about that, especially if I have my daughter with me. So he brought up a great point. He says, well, that actually changes things. And so we don't know whether or not this victim at Burlington Coat Factory, we don't know if he was by himself. We don't have those details as of yet. So we'll have to talk to Brian again because you guys, you're still setting over great questions here. Real quick, Robert, this was a great question. You said, Kim, if you could ask Brian if he's familiar with that, that case with Brian Dillon, the food delivery driver that was inside his car that ended up shooting Megan Lewis, who was a trans woman in Harford County. And so apparently, you know, that Megan Lewis was misgendered and it turned into a whole back and forth and it was in a condo community. And during the argument, it turned into a physical altercation. Now, Brian Dillon, as Robert noted here, he was released, but then he was later sentenced to 10 years in prison. And that's a, see, that's a great question, Robert, because, you know, here you've got this trans person. I would think that would be an equal match between Brian Dillon and this trans person, Megan Lewis. Did they treat Megan Lewis in that case as a woman? I don't know. I really do not know. But you know what, Robert? That's a great question. Other great questions as well. Jet, our friend Jet in Moncton, he wrote over, should you tell the officer that you have a permit carry and let them see it upon first contact? Because we were talking about what do you do in a scenario when you're in your home. That's what I asked about. And you do shoot somebody in self-defense. Like, what is the first thing you do? I didn't realize that you should make sure you call 911 first. I did not realize that. So make sure that you call 911 first. Now, Mark, I saw your question here after Brian was done, but it's asking, can you please talk about carjackings at gunpoint? What I will do is I will take your questions and I'll put them in email because, you know, sometimes we talk to Brian Fletcher at Free State Gun Range every once in a while here on the show, and then maybe he can address some of these questions when he calls in. But these are all great questions, and that's why, you know, when we were, because I asked him, is it a fact or a myth, you know, these cities that really have the most gun control laws, you know, are they safer? And, you know, talking to Brian, it's like, no, they're, you know, the top 10 cities that are dangerous and see the most gun violence are those that have the most gun control laws. And I know that many of us already knew that, but I've had people call into the show. You've heard them. They call into the show and act like that's not the case. But it's like, you know, just like in West Virginia, they talk about that all the time down there in West Virginia. They say, look, we've got, you know, you were able to access your Second Amendment here and we've got less gun crime because of it. And so, you know, that is a fact in all of this. So to those that are, you know, pro-gun control laws, they're not following the data. Remember they told us to follow the data and the numbers during COVID, right? That whole thing. They're not actually following the data when it comes to these gun control laws and how they handle the Second Amendment. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Tom at Owings Mills. Tom, did you want to weigh in on the Second Amendment?
Yes. You know, we're often told that a society of laws is preferable to a society of men, but that presupposes that you're dealing with bad men that have to be restrained. And as Cicero said, the more laws a society has, the more unjust it is because it's having to rely on laws rather than good citizenry. And this came home to me when I was in Africa and I was coming back from a funeral with my fiance and we were dressed up at the funeral and we were coming to the capital city of Ghana, which is the same size as Baltimore. And we went to a bad part of town where the bus station was. But a bad part of the town in Ghana is better than the best part of the town in Baltimore today. But being a stranger, I didn't know that. And we got there, and darkness was coming on. We thought the Uber driver was going to pick us up immediately, but he was stuck in traffic for 2 hours. So I'm out on the sidewalk in front of a bus station. I'm a man in my early 60s. I have no weapon. I'm with a very attractive younger woman, and we're very well dressed up like we're prosperous, and nefarious characters are passing us by on the sidewalk, and I am sweating. Having grown up in Baltimore, I am sweating. This looks like a dangerous situation to me.
Sure.
My fiance looked at me. She could read my thoughts, and she took me aside, and she said, "Tom, don't worry. You're not in Baltimore. Nobody is going to mess with us."
Interesting. Yeah, Tom. I mean, look, there's no doubt that things are much dangerous in other areas. I just hope that, honestly, things get better as far as our Second Amendment here in Maryland. And I don't know if you got to hear the whole interview there with Brian Fletcher, Tom, but it sounds like we are going to be paying more for ammunition, and it sounds like that bill is going to pass. Are you shocked at all?
Yeah, I mean, good laws can be corrupted, but good men rarely can be.
True statement. So true. Tom, I hope you had a great Easter, and I hope you had a great weekend. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. It is a shame. I didn't get a chance, honestly. I wanted to ask him, because remember we were reading from WBOC one day. They were saying that hunters will be able to hunt, I guess, earlier on Sundays with a proposed bill. I forgot to ask where that is currently. Who knows if they even heard it? Who knows if he even made it out of committee yet? I don't know. But I'll have to look that up and look into it. But like I said, those questions that you guys have sent over, I will definitely take them and put them in an email and see if Brian can address it when we talk to him on the phone, when he calls in and educates us every once in a while. Again, don't forget the question of the day at WCBM.com. It is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple question. We read earlier the post on True Social that President Trump had over the weekend. He was telling Iran to open the effing strait. And he's clearly not happy. Not happy what's going on. Just so you know, since then, the Associated Press is reporting that they have put together what they believe is a 45-day ceasefire as far as negotiations down on paper. Now, the U.S., us, and Iran have yet to respond, but that's what some of these mediating countries are saying is currently what is happening. So we shall see what goes on there. But the question of the day, do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency? 60% of you say yes, you believe it's appropriate. So far, 40% of you say no, it is not appropriate. And like I said, there's lots of people weighing in on Facebook, and it looks like it's about almost like a 60-40 split even on Facebook, with 60% saying, yeah, it's fine. Who cares? He's serious about all this stuff. And 40% saying, no, it's not fine. And many of them are, in fact, Republicans and Trump-supporting Republicans. So very interesting indeed. I did want to just talk here just a bit because I want to save the conversation with Delegate Eric Boucher. I want to save that a little bit for 11:35. But I wanted to make sure you guys knew what was going on currently with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Now, apparently, she and her husband are now officially under investigation. Take a listen.
Fox News alert, Ilhan Omar under investigation after racking up millions while she was in Congress. Senior national correspondent Kevin Cork has it. What's up, Kevin?
Good to see you, my friend. What's the old saying? Follow the money? Well, that's precisely what the House Oversight Committee is doing. They are probing squad member Ilhan Omar's skyrocketing family wealth, Jesse, especially in the wake of that $9 billion, some would argue $19 billion, Somali social services fraud scandal that exploded in her district in Minnesota. The oversight chair, James Comer, says his team's lawyers are exploring the extraordinary step of subpoena Omar's spouse over his curious business practices. Republicans want to know how the Somali-born Omar and her politically connected husband Tim Minette went from being nearly broke to being worth around $30 million in just a year, according to her 2024 disclosure forms. Quoting Comer now, there are a lot of questions as to how her husband accumulated so much wealth over the past 2 years. It's not possible. It's not. And he's a money guy. Minette and his partner, Will Haler, back in 2022, formed an investment firm, Jesse, named Rose Lake Capital. They had $42 in their bank account at the time, but in a year, up to $25 million, according to Omar's filing. By the way, he also has a wine business that went from next to nothing to millions on its books. Not surprisingly, associates were so perplexed about the irregularities, they brought information and attention to the feds to, you know, look into it. Now, for her part, the congresswoman has repeatedly, and I say defiantly, denied any wrongdoing while being also careful to criticize the ongoing probe. But, you know, sometimes they say, Jesse, the ones who yell the loudest have the most to hide.
Well, innocent until proven guilty. I'm sure everything was perfectly legal. We're just checking to find out. Kevin, good to see you.
Again, that's Kevin Cork on Fox News, speaking with Jesse Waters there. And, you know, from rags to riches, quite a story, isn't it? Yeah. The woman that hates the thought of an American dream is somehow, some way benefiting more than anybody I've ever known from the American dream itself and from America. I mean, think about it. This woman came over as a refugee as a child from Somalia. Now she's worth $30 million and a congresswoman. Where else could that happen? Nowhere else. Only here in America. Now, we will see whether or not they made that $30 million legally. I know we talked before on the show about that winery. Because remember, I think it was Betty Johnson. They ended up calling around and asking questions about the winery and whether or not it was legit. Now, meanwhile, the website showed that there wasn't any wine for sale. And they couldn't see where it had sold any wine to begin with. And so to find out that some of the associates are coming forward, well, that just kind of tells you another piece of the story. Okay? This is a serious investigation. We'll keep our eye on it. All right, we get back. I do want to just talk a little bit about the violence over the weekend in the Baltimore region, the Good Cause eviction bill, and then, of course, what's currently going on with Doug and Eric Boucher. Real quick, did you know Town Appliance and Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big. It's filled with many different appliances, and you can only imagine it. From basic all-you-need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag, for more than 70-plus brands to choose from. And my experience with Mayer is absolutely wonderful, as I told you many times. He's very helpful and happy to answer any of your questions, whether you're browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options, so it's a great time to stop in. Don't forget to check out their website, townappliance.com, and do me a favor, look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine, and good luck to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amanda Young, gerontologist and CEO of Wesley Secure Care. And one thing I hear all the time is, I'm healthy. I'll never need long-term care. The truth is, planning early keeps you independent longer, and we make it simple. So before you tell me you'll never need help, let's at least make sure that's a choice and not a surprise. Learn more about how Wesley Secure Care can help you plan smart and stay at home. Visit WesleySecureCare.org today.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Whitstat. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. W-I-L-L today to schedule a free consultation.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You like the way that sounds?
All right. You know, I actually have my cowboy boots on today. I am very proud of these boots. I just got them. I went over to Boot Bar. They have a great selection. They really do. I always see, like, some of these country artists or even some of these young girls in, like, Nashville and stuff. And they have, like, cowboy boots for every outfit. How do you afford such things? How do you afford such things? Must be nice. I guess I got to get with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and figure out how to how to swindle a bunch of money. Open a Somalian daycare, perhaps, you know, or a fake winery. Anyways, we'll keep our eye on that story for sure. I did want to note, because I told you guys, Olivia has a big surprise today. Thank you, Susan, for texting over. She says, good luck to Olivia. And I just found out this morning myself, because I've been, you know, trying to figure out how we can get ourselves in at the White House Easter egg roll. And last minute, the tickets have come through. And so I'm going to surprise Olivia. She's at spring break camp right now. And I'm going to pick her up early and surprise her. And we'll go down to the White House for the Easter egg roll. And if you don't follow me already on social media, please do. It's Kim K. Baltimore on X, Kimberly Klasick on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm going to try to get her reaction to when we walk up and I say, here, we're going into the White House. And so I'll see her reaction. Then, of course, I'll share posts and pictures from her doing the Easter egg roll. I guess, what do? They use, like, the spoon, right? And they go down the lawn and everything. Oh, it's going to be a good time. A good time. I did know here they announced, the White House announced, Broswell Family Farms of North Carolina, they're supplying the eggs for today's White House Easter egg roll. 240,000 eggs they sent up from North Carolina. Insane. Insane. Well, anyways, we'll be there. I don't know if President Trump will be out there when we get there. I guess his schedule said he's out there pretty early on. But we're scheduled to go at 4 o'clock. So we'll see. But it sounds to me that, he'll probably still be in his meeting. He has a meeting with, I think it was like a meet and greet, with the Jewish community. And they're going to celebrate Passover, and of course they're going to have like a whole meeting and everything there. So I don't know if he'll be out of the meeting in time. I try to look at his schedule, but we should see Melania Trump. And so I'm going to try my best to get a picture, and even Usha Vance. I'll try my best to get a picture, Olivia and the ladies. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that it happens. I did want to mention, because we talked a little bit about this with Doug at Ryan Laraki and Doug at Kathy Shalega. Good cause evictions legislation to protect tenants from being kicked out of their housing without justification continued its comeback tour Friday as Doug has debated for around 90 minutes on a bill that was a good... that was as good as dead earlier this week. And that's the part that kills me. That's the part that kills me. This bill, okay, good cause evictions. This bill is horrible. And as you heard from Delegate Shalega, you had Delegate Matt Morgan introduce an amendment to make it, you know, a little better. But, you know, I don't know who's pushing these things on or pushing it forward, but my goodness. My goodness. This it says here, I'm reading from Maryland Matters, by the way. House Bill 774 was sponsored by Delegate Wilkins. Now, she's out of Montgomery County. I know that name. She's also the head of the Maryland Black Caucus as well. It's the most recent version of the legislation, also known as Just Cause Evictions. The measures let local jurisdictions require landlords who want to cancel a lease to inform tenants of the reason, choosing from a specified list outlined in the bill. Those reasons could include not paying rent, engaging in disorderly conduct, or breaching the lease agreement, among other issues. And as you heard Doug Naraki explain, it's like basically the landlords now have to jump through all these hoops, even if they just don't want to rent the property any longer. They could give, you know, the tenant, 60-day, 90-day, whatever notice. They still have to go through another process to get this done with this stupid bill. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. See, this is why we need more people in Annapolis that are going to fight for common sense. Just so you know, coming up this week, we have a lot of candidates for the House and Senate that we've never heard from before. I was able to reach out to them. They'll be on the show this week, but we need fighters up there for sure. All right, coming up next, Doug Gitt, Eric Boucher.
In retirement, a game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why?
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More contact, please.
Two strikes, Ashcraft. Strikeout on the curveball.
Full count on Basayo and the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out, back with the heat. Swung through and missed, struck him out, 98 miles an hour.
Greg Brown had the calls on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Pirates starter Braxton Ashcraft striking out 8 in 6 innings pitched. And the Birds go down 14 times yesterday with no walks and an 8-2 loss to the Pirates, clinching a series sweep for Pittsburgh. The O's have now struck out 11 or more times in 4 games this year, have scored 2 or fewer runs in 5. Tonight, Birds are in Chicago with their pitcher undecided. Game time is 7:40 against the White Sox. And a lot happened on this day in sports history on April 6th. Go back to 1979, Earl Weaver winning his 1,000th game as a skipper. A 5-3 Orioles victory over the White Sox. April 6th of 1992, O's played their first regular season game at Camden Yards. Beat the Indians 2-0. And then just 1 year ago today...
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Joe B. had the call on Monumental, the record-breaking 895 for the Grade 8. And finally, how about this nugget? Labor Day coming early in Edmonton, Alberta.
Breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the 7th floor at Rogers Place as we speak. So someone's going to have a great story to tell. It would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what's happened, but that could be asking a bit much.
Longtime hockey announcer Scott Oak with that news as the Oilers beat the Golden Knights 5-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Oriole says, hello, Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400. Or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are going to be in the upper 50s and a few lower 60s for your Monday afternoon. It will be partly cloudy and breezy as well. Could see a few showers in northwest Maryland, but other than that, we're staying dry. Colder temperatures on Tuesday and Wednesday, but then warming up nicely toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Do you need a new roof?
Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just a little note here. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be joined by the D.C. City Council candidate. And I saw over the weekend in D.C. they had juveniles running chaotically through the city again. And this particular candidate is a Democrat, and he believes there's a different way, in his opinion, to get these juveniles under control. So he'll be with us on the show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Also, the question of the day is still up there. Do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency or inappropriate? Now, this question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's going to be up all day, so you can take the poll question all day if you like. Right now, 58% of you say yes, it's appropriate. 42% of you say no, it is inappropriate. And I will say that, in my opinion, do I think it's the most becoming thing of a president? I do not. Am I that concerned about it? Honestly, not entirely, but I do understand that we want a certain level of decorum. And I think I talk about that often, even with the local leaders here. I will say it's also kind of ratcheted up a bit. I mean, Cory Booker, I think he was cursing a couple weeks ago. You have Jasmine Crockett, she was cursing. Even, you know what? I was surprised to see Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. Did you see she was cursing in one of her latest interviews? I was actually surprised. I know. I think the worst thing she's done is rip up that speech, right? The State of the Union address. Now, that was despicable. I thought, really? I mean, you know. But hey, look, everybody has a different level of tolerance. I got a caller on the line here. I've got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, did you want to weigh in on the question of the day?
I did, Cam. I hope you and Olivia had a good Easter.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hopefully you did, too.
Yeah, I did. No, I did. I had a good Easter. I went to church with my family. I even got to hear Governor Moore speak there at church.
That's cool. Was he in Baltimore?
He was in Baltimore, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Talking about investment in the Baltimore community. And I was actually...
He's still talking about that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to call in today with some criticisms about Westmore. But it all got overshadowed as I was leaving out church.
Joe, wait a minute. Joe.
No, you cannot, sir.
So you had criticism for West, but now it's overshadowed by the post on True Social?
You know, all the right, reason why ahead. Is because my phone was blowing up while I was in church. And I'm like, well, who's calling me? What's going on? And it's just all of these news articles about this post. And I'm like, okay, he didn't really say this. They even not read it. And it's like, oh, he really said this. And shout out to Steve, because he had the question that I had. Like, what does this do to the people of Iran, right? Or Iranian-Americans who live here, who see this and think, hey, man, my family lives there. Or, like, I don't really support this regime. I want peace just like the U.S. wants peace. But here it is, he's threatening to destroy our infrastructure, our way of life, our country. And I think to myself, how is that helping us as Americans or the American goal of peace there? Because all you're doing is creating resentment within people who actually support our cause. And I don't, first off, the language itself, of course, it's unbecoming of the president. Like, nobody should talk like that. But it's on Easter, though, you know? And it lends to another trend that every holiday, if you notice, every holiday or something like that, he always has some type of post. Like, that's crazy. And it's just out there, like, bro, just say Happy Easter, bro. You know what I mean? Just say Happy Easter. Let everybody live their Easter holiday without hearing from you.
All right.
You know?
All right, Joe.
It's just a shame.
You know what? That was your moment and your opinion. I get it. And like you said, there's other people with the same opinion, even on the right. So I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.
You too, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got John in Savannah, Georgia. John, did you want to weigh in on Trump's language?
Yeah, let's just say this. I've heard people compare him to like one of the nationally syndicated conservative radio hosts, like Limbaugh or Savage, in terms of his language and in terms of what he says. And I have to agree with that. It's not like presidential, but also it's like he's just being himself, you know?
Yeah. Plus, we are in the middle of this attack. Our allies aren't really coming to our aid either. So we're learning a lot.
Also,
I'm sure he's very frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week.
Also?
Yep.
Yeah. I hope I'm not really being a bother, but I have an idea.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You know how you are busy going between D.C. and Maryland often through the day, and you don't have time for, like, Rumble and such?
Yeah, that is true.
Well, maybe you could pick a day of the week where it's the least busy, or better yet, do it on the weekend?
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that. I was just telling Brian Fletcher, believe it or not, John, when he was in, because he saw me at Home Depot, so I'm putting something together, hopefully at my house, to make it a lot easier. So I appreciate you.
Cool.
Yeah, no, thank you. I hope you have a great week. I'm getting on top of it. It's just funny because the stuff that I got at Home Depot, it doesn't actually work. So it's like back to the drawing board. But, John, thank you, and I'll make sure to get on Rumble here soon. I got Tony in Reisterstown. Tony, Trump's language, how do you feel about it? Tony? All right, Tony could not hang on with us, but we do have, looks like Ben in Owings Mills. Ben, how do you feel about the language being used?
Oh, I was, when I first saw it, I thought it was like AI. It's no way that a sitting president of the United States would make a comment, not even Donald Trump, would make a comment like that. But then I found out he actually did say it. I was blown away, you know, because, you know, I'm a veteran as well. And, you know, he, between himself and Pete Hedges, and some of the vitriol and some of the just found in things, rhetoric, reckless rhetoric, he says, you know, it's just, It's not only is it dangerous and disrespectful, it's just, I don't know what to say, but what surprises me more is how people try to rationalize and you know, the comments that are being made. I mean, you know, even a Trump supporter, I would respect more if they could, you know.
Well, I would say, Ben, for the most part, a lot of people are saying that it was unbecoming of the office, even as Trump supporters.
Yeah, it's just the rhetoric is so dangerous. The position here makes that rhetoric, it makes it dangerous. Everything it revolves around, you know, what the leader of the free world says and does. It's like, I mean, we talking about the financial model. I mean, just it has a, like, it just has a...
It does. It has a huge impact. I can understand that.
It has a huge impact, yeah.
Well, Ben, before I let you go here, can I ask you, because you are a veteran, thank you so much for your service, how do you feel about the attack in Iran as a whole?
Well, I think they bit off more than what they would never admit it, but from the way I see this thing dragging, I think they weren't totally prepared for the consequences of the decision they made. I just think it was a premature thing. I think it's something that eventually would have to be done, but I think the strategy, even though it's shown on the front end, it's just like almost like Iraq. It looked beautiful on the front end, and then on the back end it got real ugly and it drawn out and it just was a quagmire. So I'm hoping that's not the case here.
Yeah, I think everybody is. Well, Ben, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great
All
week.
Right. You too.
Thank you. Thank you. I think he's very reasonable there, right, with the disagreement. And, again, I thank you for your service. I did want to note, you know what, we'll do it after the break, noting how dangerous Baltimore was over the weekend. Bryce, you probably got a lot of alert and notifications as our friend Joe there in church, because I know I did, when it came to some of the crimes in Baltimore. You know, as soon as the weather gets warmer, You always see this uptick, but I wanted to think that this is a little different, considering the ages of the criminals. But we'll get into that. I did want to just get into the Spotlight on Maryland interview that Gary Collins had with Doug and Eric Boucher. This has been going on for a few weeks now. We found out that the delegate was skipping out on voting there in Annapolis. Again, he represents the 5th District in Carroll and Frederick counties. And he's been going back to his business in Arbutus, Maryland. Now, of course, we expect all of these, you know, state senators and delegates to have, you know, a normal job outside of being in session. It's only 90 days. But Delegate Boucher said his business has been really affected by, obviously, the economy, the policies passed in Annapolis, and so much more. And we can understand that for sure. But, you know, the question is, you know, why hasn't he resigned? Since he cannot stay for votes and he's got to work. Well, Gary Collins sat down and got some answers. Take a listen.
I go to my business. You know, I got my laptop and do virtual stuff.
We followed Boucher to his welding business 45 minutes away in Arbutus to see what the delegate does instead of legislating during the 90-day session.
Let's just face it. Your colleagues are saying that this is all a stunt. This is all you seeking attention. What do you say to those guys?
Well, I think all that is intentional to divert attention from what's truly going on here. Their strategy has just been annoy and delay. Well, that actually has a negative ramification upon us Republicans and representing their districts.
Well, the people in your own district, including other elected officials that you yourself actually represent, they say resign, and they say resign now. Why not resign?
Well, for one, I am more effective doing precisely what I'm doing now. I am more effective doing this, protesting, bringing attention to the issue than sitting there casting votes that really don't matter. And if I did resign...
Do you think that there's... In your time in Annapolis, are you telling me that Republicans have never been successful at passing a single piece of legislation?
No, what I'm telling you is Republicans can only pass small bills that really don't impact their constituency they're elected to represent.
So there's been bills this year that's going to be passed that have been sponsored by Republicans on squatting. There's been bills on juvenile justice reform. There's been bills on tax changes. There's been a whole plethora of bills. You're saying that those are not effective.
No, I'm saying we're very small. They give us the crumbs.
So is your issue with Republican leadership versus actually the Maryland General Assembly?
My issue is the fact that the General Assembly is created based upon gerrymandering.
Right, but yes or no, is your issue about Republican leadership in Annapolis versus representing your constituents and doing your job, which right now all of your colleagues are in Annapolis doing?
Being ineffective, basically. At least one of us needs to stand up.
We then read to Delegate Boucher a graphic email he sent to his colleagues saying one of the leading voices calling for his resignation was a small, vulnerable man, adding if we were in prison, you'd be sexually abusing him.
Yes. What do you mean by that?
I put on there prison and politics, and the instincts of man are the same. They are taking advantage of a small man. Because he wants to be part of the system. And that's what's wrong with the system. They're exploiting people.
It's beyond bizarre. I don't even know what to make of it, but it's highly inappropriate.
All right. So that's the email he sent to Delegate Chris Tomlinson, who did not deserve that. And he's not. Here's the thing. You've got Delegate Lauren Arcand. She did introduce the bill to have him removed from his seat. What is happening here? And I appreciate Gary Collins sitting down and having this interview. But what the Doug Boucher is not, you know, explaining here, and I don't know why they keep beating around this bush, is he doesn't want to resign because, in his view, he would give whoever would take his spot, that incumbent, you know, some leverage come the election cycle, right? So he believes, you know, that it will sway an election one way or the other. And so he's kind of like, you know, playing that game. And to me, he even accused me of supporting one candidate over the other. I said, no, I have both of the District 5 candidates on my show all the time, both Sally Taylor and Steve Whistler. And if they ever reach out to me, they can both come on the show anytime. Well, you know, I'm not just trying to sit here and put my thumb on the scale. You know, to me, what he's doing is trying to put his thumb on the scale, right? So he's trying to hold out because he thinks that the candidate that he likes the most will benefit by him staying in that seat. See, this is why this is so ridiculous of a conversation. Now, all of those individuals in Annapolis, they know this. They know what he's doing, okay? We the people, we looking from the outside in, we might not understand it, you know, completely, but I do now know this because of the conversations that I've had. And so what's really grating my nerves, too, is I also received one of these bizarre emails. Actually, I was copied on two of them from Delegate Boucher. And I didn't even respond because they were so bizarre and weird, just like the one he said to Doug and Chris Tomlinson about, you know, the prison and stuff. I mean, you know, if he thinks that this strategy, raising awareness to this, if he thinks this is working, I would have to question whether or not he's really working for the Democrat Party. Because what he's doing is actually making a case to Democrats across the entire state that Republicans are such in the minority, they don't really impact anything, so you might as well vote blue. That's basically what he's doing. Yeah, there's no way you can explain this to me as if it's making any sense, and that it makes sense for him to be on all and doing all these interviews. And he's not just on Fox 45, by the way. This is everywhere. And as Gary Collins pointed out, we have gotten some bills passed that are impactful. But not only that, the amendments on some of these bills are very, very important. I think this move is very selfish, and I just wanted to, you know, share with you the latest. But obviously, he's not going to resign. He's going to still go to his job and his, you know, his company there in Arbutus, Maryland. And nobody's against him, you know, running his business. Okay, we are for entrepreneurship, especially the Republican Party. But at the end of the day, you knew that you were running a business, and you knew that going up to Annapolis, Republicans were in the minority. You knew all of this before you ran for office. Now, towards the end of that interview, I'll just tell you real quick, he said that he is going to run for governor, apparently, in 2030. Yeah. Looks like you're going to have both sides of the aisle very upset with you. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Car crash? Slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to the insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
The Rob Carson Show. Donald Trump giving Iran every ultimatum, every opportunity to do what we asked them to do. To get out of the nuke business, to get out of the terror business, and every single time they stuck up their middle finger at us. And it took 2 months to get the ships and everything over there, and they gathered off the coast just like they did in Venezuela, and then they pulled the trigger, and then they started kicking butt. And on day one, Democrats started saying, Bengals success. The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You've got a text here from Ralph. He says, Kim, I'm a big Trump supporter, but I also believe you shouldn't use that kind of language. My mother told me someone used language like that has insecurities in becoming of a man. Yeah, you know, look, like I said, there's a lot of people on both sides that were not happy with Trump's post over the weekend, especially being it on Easter. And I can understand you probably walked out of church and then you saw it. And so, look, it's not wrong of you to not like that language being used. Just so you know, right now, again, the poll question, do you consider President Trump's use of curse words and official warnings to foreign leaders to be appropriate for the office of the presidency? 57% of you say yes, it's appropriate. 43% of you say no, it's inappropriate. And like I said, there's lots of comments on Facebook. So if you go to WCBM's Facebook page, don't forget to follow us while you're there. But also take a look at the responses and leave your comment as well, if you'd like. It's also there on Instagram, and I believe it's up on X, but I know it's on Instagram for sure. It's definitely up on Facebook. Facebook is where we usually get most of the comments on these questions, by the way. I did want to mention to you, like I said, it was a very violent weekend in Baltimore. There was a shooting in Federal Hill on Key Highway. I mean, almost never does that happen. And that was just on Easter morning at 2:30 a.m. So I guess it was like, you know, Saturday night going into Easter morning. They don't have anybody in custody. And so we'll kind of wait and see what happens there. But it was a fatal shooting. I know Channel 11 was covering it. So if you want to read about it, you can. Also, there was a man robbed for $20 at gunpoint on Easter in Greektown. You don't usually hear that. And I will also say there was a 14-year-old girl with a lengthy rap sheet who smashed a stolen car into a police cruiser. She was not having a very lucky day, I would say, right? But what's so crazy about it is she had a lengthy rap sheet, and there are many of these teenagers that are truly out of control. They get time and time again, they're released, and a lot of them are on these monitoring, monitoring devices. Well, it turns out the 14-year-old that was also involved in that shooting, remember there was a police officer that pulled up? This was like maybe a month ago. And the mother was kind of trying to help her cover it all up. Do you guys remember that story? Well, apparently that 14-year-old girl, a different one, by the way, was also on an ankle monitor. So you've got young girls that are caught up in these dangerous, violent crimes. You cannot convince me that these girls were not being recruited by gang members. You can't convince me otherwise. These girls are making a bunch of money, and they're probably being recruited. And gang members, as we said before, that's exactly what they were going to do as soon as they introduced the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. And we can thank, and I'll say it again, Dr. Jill Carter. Remember, she was Senator Jill Carter at the time. This has been a nightmare. And now juveniles are out of control, not just here in Maryland, but also where you see this juvenile justice reform, also in D.C. So don't forget, tomorrow we have a D.C. City Council candidate on the show. He's a doctor, by the way. He's also a Democrat, and he believes that we shouldn't be locking these juveniles up at all. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock, so please be here and listen in. And as I mentioned, we'll have candidates that are running for office, both in Baltimore County and Arundel County, all week long. Also, I did reach out to Sonia Dunn. She's running for the comptroller's office against Brooke Learman. Hopefully she'll get back to me, because I definitely want to talk to her as well. I'm on my way down to D.C., and I'll tell you guys all about it tomorrow. We'll also talk about the press conference Trump is having today at 1 p.m. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. WCBM. CBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.